It's showtime.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
And now it's time for another episode of the many reactions of Psycho Mike. Megan Fox.
Oh.
Christian Bale. Pete Wentz.
Oh.
Slayer.
Oh.
Kirsten Dunst. The Dallas Cowboys.
Wop, 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 wop.
Please die, Psycho Mike. I really, really hate you.
You think it's going well?
No.
Well, hello. Something that has always pissed me off, and not because I'm a gay person, but because I'm a smart person. Because this doesn't make sense when people say it. When people say, "That's so gay," it sends off a red flag in my mind. And it really makes me feel bad for this generation.
And now,
"That's so gay,"
our feature presentation.
Nice.
Feels bad for the whole generation.
I hate it when really. It sends off a red flag.
He goes on to say that he wants to kill the people who taught the kids that expression. He wants to
really?
Kill them. Yes, he does. That's Chris Crocker, if you remember that name.
Of course.
Why Brittany Why, yeah.
Oh, so he's kidding?
Well, no, he's not kidding at all. He's being very serious.
Think he's doing it for effect a little bit, like he does everything?
Yeah, I don't know. He's a little bit of a drama queen, but I think it seems like, in seeing the whole video, it seems like it is something that is upsetting to him as a gay person. People use that expression. And I understand where he's coming from. I just don't care.
Very nice.
And how dare anyone out there make fun of Britney after all she's been through? She's a human!
Yeah, I tend to distrust whatever's coming out of his mouth after that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly.
But it's gay. All right. Good morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Monday, the 27th of Foxtober.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
Unfortunately, I killed her and buried her in the basement.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. We only have a few days left. You can't keep the sexy.
He's never been able
to go to the serial killer.
He doesn't start the sexy.
I don't know what happened there. No, there have been some sexies. Come on, there have been a few.
Yeah. How many in the month of October?
All but about two or three. The rest of them have all been sexy. But we could have done without killer and put her in the basement.
What do you think?
The one where we peeled off her skin and wore it as a coat. We could have done without that one too.
No.
Yes. That was Mike's favorite.
It's not sexy to most people, Mike. That's all.
It's sexy to Ed Gein.
He even knows the guy's name from the movie.
Hey, that Ed Gein movie, I'm sure you've seen it a million times. Mike was on again over the weekend. I watched some of it.
Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. God.
That's funny. He was aces, that dude. I mean, he's up there. I mean, he's up there with your Green River and your Dahmer, you know? I mean, he's big time.
Aces. That's good, right?
He was aces, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in his field. I mean, I don't approve of what he did for fun, but I'm saying he was really good at it.
In terms of just performance. He was excellent.
He's special. Yeah. A lot of guys are just average. They're normal. They just do their job.
Yeah, he was exceptional.
He was exceptional. He's exceptional. You know, he actually decided to take it to the next level and, like, make lamps out of people and...
He was creative in a way no one else was.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. He was an artist.
Good times. He was an artist, right. Right up there with Hitler.
You got to cut artists some slack.
Aces. Creative stands out.
Look, Hitler was a bad dude. Don't get me wrong. I don't want any misinterpretation here. But he didn't do any of the actual killing. That's kind of a pussy way out. It's just to point at a guy and say, "You go kill." You know what I mean? Ed Gein, there's a guy who liked to get his hands dirty.
Yeah.
like your friend Dexter, Kevin. You can respect a guy who's... outstanding in his field. That's all I'm saying.
Sure. That show's awesome, by the way, Dexter.
Yeah, it is.
So good.
Mike, tell me why there's a video of you dancing in West Hollywood that says no on Prop 8 on YouTube. Tell me about that.
I didn't hear about that.
Neither did I.
Oh, you haven't seen that?
No.
It's you up on stage with someone, and you're dancing like you do.
What do you search? No on 8? No on Prop 8?
Yeah, the guy who sent it to me, I think it said no on 8. I don't remember who you were dancing with.
Isn't it funny that comes to his mind? Oh, the time I danced with a midget? Is that what you're talking about?
It was Julio.
I don't even remember that.
Oh, Julio. Star Hero thing, because it was in West Hollywood. Oh. And I got up on stage to be a jerk, and I took Julio, and I was, like, freaking him.
Oh, that
maybe
makes
that
sense.
Was it. Yes, do a search on No on Prop 8. Maybe that's what it is. But yeah, it's definitely you dancing in West Hollywood, and then they've kind of put that to a message of No on Prop 8.
Yeah.
No means you're down with the gays, you're not down with the gays. Which one is that?
No means you do not want to pass an amendment against gay marriage.
It's not Pro 8, dude. It's Prop 8.
No is good with the gays.
Right.
Yeah. No is good with the – okay. So this guy is suggesting that you are supporting the gays because clearly you dance like a gay man.
Yeah.
I don't think you dance well enough to be a gay man, to tell you the truth.
Oh, that's 100% true.
Yeah.
Although he was dancing at Thrill the World this weekend pretty good.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
That was pretty
strong. Shaking that ass.
That was pretty strong. I cannot – and by the way, those people that we talked to on Friday, I think we're going to talk to the guy again.
Mm-hmm. Or Drew?
Maybe it wasn't even Friday. Yeah, Madrew, the guy that does the L.A. founder of Thrill the World, those people work their asses off on that thing.
Everybody except for Mike and Omar were great.
You watch those people. They got the outfits. They're perfectly together. They're doing the right steps,
impressed.
Right moves.
That's what they're into. That's why they think it's fun. The only thing that makes it work is that you're all doing it together.
I can't believe Lisa's got it completely backwards where she says everybody else besides Omar and Mike were great.
Right.
In fact, Omar and I were awesome.
That's right. Everybody
I
else
watched
was
everyone. I was like, who are those two asses in the middle? Oh, wait a minute.
Well, we'll definitely talk to him and find out how he thinks it went and find out if they set a world record and now what.
Yeah, really.
You know what? When you go home that day, Madrew, and you've got that Guinness World Record for the most people doing the Thrilly Zomber, the Thriller Zombie Dance, you still haven't gotten anything.
Dude, that's where you're wrong.
You've got as little as you did when you drove down there.
You forget they're going to do gorilla dancing this week. They're just going to show up at places and start doing it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't know that.
And then people are going to go, what?
Okay.
There you go. You found it.
Boy, that's a little scary. All right, No on Prop 8. Psycho Mike says vote No on Prop 8. It begins...
Yes.
And that's,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
This weekend.
Streets of West Hollywood.
Nice.
Who's that dude?
That is Adam Duane.
Carl.
From,
oh,
Carl
okay.
Duane is from promotions here at K-Rock.
Yeah. That's, you're not doing a very good dance. What
that's
was
pretty
that?
Sweet, dude.
What was that from? That was from
Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero, yeah.
On Saturday night.
Wow. Okay, that wasn't
very
good. Very
busy man this weekend.
Mike has
West Hollywood.
Mike has a very full dance schedule.
He does.
He has to show up places, and he's got to dance. That's his whole thing.
I got to dance.
Sometimes you got
to
dance.
I really did. Even yesterday, I boogied down. I went to the Love Ride. I boogied down all day. It was ZZ Top and the Tubes and the Foo Fighters.
Can you boogie down with ZZ Top?
Yeah, absolutely you
can. I mean, really.
They're one of the great guitar boogie bands of all time.
Hmm. I was pushing my tush, dude.
Well, that's clear.
Did you do LaGrange? Is that one of your dances?
I busted out pretty much all my arsenal of dances this weekend.
All your specialty
from
dances?
From Friday night till the time I woke up this morning, I pretty much used them all.
You do the tornado?
Oh, yeah.
Flight attendant?
Yep.
Siberian.
Start the lawnmower?
Siberian pelvic destruction?
Siberian pelvic destruction I waited for like the very end of Thriller. Like I used it, I crushed some girls with the pelvic destruction.
Well, you got to go to the Kevin and Bean section of KRock.com and see the video of Mike and Omar thrilling the world.
I looked for Climbing the Rope to Nowhere, but I didn't see that one.
I was off camera.
Okay. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we? We have director, actor, writer Kevin Smith in the studio with us.
Oh, I love him so much.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Zach and Miri Make a Porno is the name of that movie.
Looks great.
We're going to tell you about Guitar Praise Hero.
Hallelujah.
World Tour Praise.
Okay.
Whatever that's called. It's the, it's the religious version of that game.
Sure.
That makes sense that would exist.
Give you some details on that coming up this morning.
You don't want your kids playing that satanic rock music. You don't want your good Christian children to get in there and now they're doing Hell's Bells by AC/DC on Guitar Hero. You know, you got to steer away from that. I can understand where they're coming from.
We will we'll talk to Harvey Levin about celebrities over the weekend.
Okay.
Find out what's been going on in that world as they are always screwing up.
They're busy.
Doing ridiculously stupid stuff.
And that Jennifer Hudson story, that's one of the saddest things I've ever heard.
That's a bizarre story. I don't know.
I don't know the story.
Well, we'll tell you in the 6 o'clock hour, but it involves...
Mike's mouth just fell to the ground. Apparently I'm the only one who doesn't know.
It's crazy. It's
really?
Crazy. It really is.
All right.
It's a bizarre story. And Kevin and Bean's Spooky Singles Party this Friday
night.
Beat
it, weirdos. I don't do Halloween.
It's this Friday night. We're looking for K-Rock singles. And, you know, you like K-Rock. You're single. You know all of that going into the party. And we're going to give away some tickets starting today.
Good.
And we're going to have a costume contest and I believe a dance contest.
We got to have a dance contest, Cycle Mike, for God's sakes.
And a bunch of other stuff on Friday night. So we'll tell you about that. And we'll start giving away tickets in the 6 o'clock hour this morning on K-Rock. And we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz.
How you feeling, Ralph Garman? Couldn't be better. Yeah, big day for you, Philly sports fans, huh?
Yeah, pretty good weekend.
What happened? I didn't see.
They won game 4 of the World Series last night, 10-2, and Eagles beat up on the Atlanta Falcons, which was fun. You know, Dave and I had a 20-credit wager.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember that.
He hasn't spoken this morning. He just slaps a $20 bill on the desk.
Really?
And walks away.
Yeah, that's
sport.
That's quite a contrast to my friend Psycho Mike here, who
doesn't pay.
Doesn't
he
pay.
Talks a lot,
doesn't
but doesn't
bother.
Pay at all ever.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. My wallet is. I don't have. At least Dave pays begrudgingly.
That's true. He did.
But pays.
He did bring the cash in. God bless him. So,
Ralph, do you remember when the Phillies last won the World Series? Do you remember
1980?
Did the town go off? Was it
a
big
nuts?
Year?
It was nuts. Yeah, it was a big year for us. It was the same year the Eagles went to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Damn.
So it was a big. And I think the Sixers were in the finals as well.
I think you're crazy. Right.
It was.
I think you're right.
Yeah, it was a big sports year in Philadelphia.
Crazy.
Many, many, many years ago. So I hope for the town's sake that the Phils win, especially tonight because they're still in Philadelphia before they head back to
Tampa. What's the series?
Tampa. It's 3-1 now.
3-1?
3-1.
So if they win tonight, it's all over.
There was a little more than an hour and a half rain delay on Saturday night, so the first pitch didn't get thrown until 10 o'clock local time, which meant the game went until after 1 a.m. But you couldn't tell by looking at that crowd, man. They were so into it.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the TV ratings, however.
Yes, no kidding.
It can't possibly be good.
All right, it's Monday morning, 5:48. Ralph is here in his Donovan McNabb jersey. He is ready to lay on us the showbiz beat from the weekend. What's going on?
By the way, Eagles play the Seahawks next weekend.
Oh,
yes, they do. Wow.
So maybe you want to think about, joining your little pal Dave the King of Mexico, your little butt buddy. You guys love each other so much. Maybe you want to get a little action, get a little Eagles action.
I couldn't imagine a worse bet against Philadelphia.
They won this weekend.
Yeah,
beat up on 49ers, San Francisco.
The rep around the league is that the Phillies are the Eagles rather are the best 4-3 team in football. All right, because of the
Come
division
on.
They play in.
Show
there's
some
not a
team spirit.
There's not a chance in it. Look, it's not that I don't want the Seahawks to win. It's just that they won't.
Weak.
Wow.
Weak.
That hurts.
I'm sure they're not happy. Why? I got no cameras. I got nothing going on over here.
I learned a long time ago from Kevin, you don't bet with your heart. You root with your heart. You don't bet with your heart.
Right.
What's this all about?
Hmm.
That second Mike's
working,
working
at all, does
feverishly.
Yes.
There we go.
There you go.
Hey. Good job.
Have a little less dance and a little more prep work on the show in the mornings, Mike. How about that? How about getting that ready?
Dude, sometimes you got to dance. Going.
I know. Sometimes you got to dance. Sometimes you got to work, too. Mm. When does that time come?
Can't drag it out of West Hollywood. I'm going to have to get you set
up. When on the watch does that happen? I'm wondering.
I usually, that's almost always my fault. I'm not taking credit for that. Fred, Dead Man Walking, was working on the generators out here.
Yeah.
And restarted the whole station about 5:05.
Sure.
And must have turned
it
off.
Blame zombie engineer.
I apologize.
Sure. It's his time of year, by the way.
It is, I know.
He really does need a costume.
It's his favorite time of year.
Very excited.
I know it's more popular than our zombie engineer. All right, let's take a look at the showbiz news. Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend.
Yes.
We take a look every Monday morning.
Let's hear it. Tell me about the biggest musical opening in show business history. Tell me about that.
Inexplicably. High School Musical 3, senior year.
Yes.
How much?
Yes.
Made $42 million in its debut weekend. High School Musical. He says we have to let it go.
It's the best part we've ever known. Step into the future. Come on. Sing it if you know it. I'm sorry, how much, Ralph?
$42 million.
God, I hate you so much.
It was good, too.
You didn't go.
He went.
Well, of course I went.
You didn't go.
I went to see my sweet Troy. You know I went. Come on.
I don't know you went, first of all. And second of all, I don't know you went.
You didn't really go.
I went. I did. I saw it.
The guy who doesn't leave the island for anything went to see High School Musical 3.
To see my sweet Zach. Yes. Yes, I did.
Yes, Alex.
Yes, Alex.
Sorry, I hate to interrupt, but I just received an email from the lovely Mrs. Bean, who informed us that we're supposed to tell Bean to open his anniversary present when he talks about High School Musical 3.
Okay. Really? Do we have to encourage this even further?
Bean, what did you get?
I don't know. I haven't opened it yet.
Is it there?
I'm not going to open it right now. I'll open it next hour.
Open it.
Okay.
I'll open it next hour.
You have to open it.
Okay. We'll
hey, look.
You know, when you go over the speed bump, you don't say, oh, no, we're going to go back and ride over that speed bump again later.
I don't want to hijack the whole report. You have other stories to get to. I'm just saying the movie was great and it deserved to be number one. That's all I'm saying. We learned a valuable lesson at the end about following one's dreams, you guys.
I Saw 5 was number 2 at the box office, made a little over $30 million. Max Payne came in at number 3, then Beverly Hills Chihuahua at 4. Pride and Glory, the new cop movie with Ed Norton and Colin Farrell, came in at 5. Secret Life of Bees was 6, W was 7, Eagle Eye, Body of Lies, and Quarantine, rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Heard you guys mentioning the Jennifer Hudson story earlier. I guess you'll get deeper into that with Harvey Levin, so we won't get spend too much
half
time
hour
on that.
From now, yeah.
Horrific story about her mother and her brother being shot in Chicago. And her nephew is missing. That's the scariest part of all.
Yeah.
So, no word on what's going on there, but Harvey Levin will give us all the latest details. In happier news, Amy Poehler is the proud mama of a brand new baby. She had the baby Saturday night on TV.
Did she really?
Wow. Saturday Night Live.
Wow.
During Weekend Update.
During
that's
Weekend
amazing.
Update.
Her water broke, and Seth Meyers just pushed his sleeves up and
really?
Baby
wow.
crowned. It was fascinating television. No, she didn't do SNL, naturally, because she was in the maternity ward, but she and her husband, Will Arnett, welcomed an 8-pound, 1-ounce baby boy named Archie.
Oh, that's an awesome name.
Into the family. So congratulations.
He's a fag.
To Amy, Will, and Archie Arnett. Archie Arnett.
Well, they were a comedy couple.
They
yes, the
they
comedy
are.
Name.
Comedy name. Cousin Sal is the only one I've ever met who actually named his kid Archie. So congratulations to them. He's got an Archie.
Speaking of High School Musical 3, Zac Efron.
He's stuck by back in that realm.
Yeah.
Vanessa Hudgens says that her boyfriend, Zac Efron, loves his eggs.
This is a great story.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Loves eggs for breakfast in the morning.
How does he like them cooked?
Well, that's the twist, Lisa, is that he's lazy.
Mm-hmm.
So from time to time, he'll just drink them raw out of a glass as opposed to cooking them.
That really is like loving eggs.
That he can't get enough eggs.
Yeah.
Very Rocky-esque.
He is. He is like Rocky.
Just like Rocky.
Zac Efron reminds me so much of Rocky Balboa.
Exciting story.
In the sense that he's Rocky hit a punching bag.
Right.
And Zac Efron is a douchebag.
Right.
Oh, how dare you.
So they have that in common. Kevin and Eddie Murphy separated at birth.
What happened?
Apparently, Eddie Murphy's got a very special rider in his contract. When he's on a movie set, he demands new underwear every day. They have to bring him new underwear to his dressing room every day. Has to be in the package with the tags attached.
Can he take care of that?
He wears his underwear once, then throws away the underwear.
He doesn't have to. He's a star.
That's right. Kevin does the same thing.
He totally does.
Linus loads up him, the Calvin Klein's
his
in the package.
Whole room and just filled with underwear.
How dare you.
Just packed. No furniture. Everything's made out of bags and bags of underwear. Apparently, Eddie does the same thing with mouthwash, toothpaste, and other toiletries as well. Uses them once and then throws them away.
Wow. Well, that's wonderful.
Well,
seems wasteful.
When you're sharing your toiletries with transvestite hookers, I guess,
it's a good point.
You want to throw that stuff away.
Good point.
Tom Cruise may have a sense of humor after all. He showed up at the Friars Club roast of Matt Lauer last Friday. Apparently, they were roasting Matt Lauer, and Cruz was a surprise guest. Remember, they had a famous interview in 2005 where they went at each other. And Tom told Matt not to be glib.
Yes.
That isn't good for you.
Said he had done the research. All those famous quotes we got from Tom Cruise happened during that interview on the Today Show. Apparently, Cruz said in front of the crowd, "See, I have a hectic life, jumping from international movie sets to amazing parties, never knowing what thrills the next day will bring. But you, on the other hand, you found happiness doing the same thing every day, never wondering how your life will change, just sitting on a couch, interviewing the car from Knight Rider one day, or making 5-minute radish puffs with Rachel Ray." Oh, no, you didn't! Cruz ended the toast by saying, "To our friend, who we wake up to every morning, only because we had the channel on NBC before we fell asleep.
That's pretty
Lose
funny.
My number, you glib putts." He ended and signed off saying, "Cruise out."
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
That could have been funny. It sounds like it was pretty decent material.
Someone
for Tom.
Wrote it for him, yeah. I'm sure. Yeah.
Apparently, Matt Lauer jumped to the mic as Tom walked away and said, "Tom, can you stay? We can get you a booster seat."
Oh!
Because he's little. He's a little guy.
I did not expect to hear that.
Speaking of Rachel Ray, did you guys see presidential candidate Senator John McCain on the Rachel Ray show?
No.
How desperate is John McCain for votes?
Really?
When he's doing the Rachel Ray show.
What was he?
He came by to show her how to prepare ribs, Kevin.
Really?
You know, I was going to vote for Obama, but then when I saw how he glazed ribs.
Smoky like, barbecue flavor?
That's what I want.
That's not
in a commander-in-chief. I want. I want to learn how to make ribs like John.
When you make the list of things that you want to, you know, where you want to go to promote your presidency, how does Rachel Ray ever figure into that?
You go to where the eyeballs are, Kevin. You're going to reach a lot more people doing that than being on CNN again. You know, you got to do what you got to do to get votes.
My friends, I like to boil the ribs before I put them in the oven. There's a lot of that kind of stuff, and that one. Just puts them in the oven.
Sure.
That's what he said.
By the way, don't try to compete with a black guy on making good ribs, all right? He could have picked a better choice.
And so it begins.
I'm just saying. Who do you think, honestly, without knowing anything about either candidate, who do you think has better ribs on his kitchen table, Obama or McCain?
I don't think Obama's cooking ribs.
I can't get a beat on that one. I've got to be honest. I really don't know.
I think Brock maybe he's throwing a filet mignon, you know, on the grill.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think he's doing a lot of ribs. Doesn't strike me as a rib guy.
Not really.
But Michelle seems like she's more likely to be in the kitchen than Cindy is, just because Cindy's been so filthy rich her whole life.
True.
Yes.
Okay, I guess we got to go with the Obamas then when it comes to ribs.
All right. Barack Obama. You realize he's black, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Lauren Conrad's got a new boyfriend.
Oh, yay.
This Kyle Howard.
I hate him. He is the worst.
Does Nick not like Kyle because
he just loves LC so much?
I see. Apparently, the two are getting very serious. Life and Style Weekly magazine has pictures of the couple canoodling. You know what happens when you start canoodling.
I think you're the only person that I've ever heard use that word in my life.
There
canoodling.
You go. I'm going to say it next in the Rachel Ray show when I'm making ribs.
Good luck with that.
And Madonna, according to Friends, wants to be Angelina Jolie.
Madonna wants to be Angelina. She wants to get more kids and marry Brad Pitt?
Yep. Uh-oh. Well, I don't know about marrying the Brad Pitt part. Oh. But apparently, part of their split between Guy Ritchie and Madonna was the fact that Madonna wanted more kids, wanted to adopt a bunch more kids. And Guy Ritchie said, not so much that for us.
Yeah.
And that was a major part in their recent divorce, was that he didn't want to collect the kids the way Angelina did.
Don't you get the idea that he was miserable every day of that marriage?
I cannot imagine what he went through. Guy, however, is now starting to enjoy his life a little bit. Over the weekend, he was seen partying with a couple buddies. Those buddies were Jude Law, Robert Downey Jr., and Daniel Craig.
Okay.
Four of them on the town.
Wow.
Come on!
All right, then.
That's a foursome right there. Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah,
they're pulling. Those guys are pulling.
I'm guessing Robert Downey Jr. was the driver, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Make him the designated driver while the rest of the guys get a load on. Apparently, they were quite the hit as they went out on the town to a photo exhibition and then went to some bars afterwards. So, good times. Guy Ritchie. Starting to live his life again.
No kidding.
And the British police, surprisingly, want to have a chat with Amy Winehouse.
Really?
Yes.
About what?
Listen, British police, you don't do anything about drugs anyway, so stop talking to these people once they overdose or busted with 9 pounds of marijuana in their pants.
They do
suggest
lightly that maybe they should rethink. That's pretty much as bad as it gets.
Apparently, the cops want to question her about a party last month where she punched a young lady named Shireen Flash.
Well, Shireen did ask for a photo.
Yeah.
So you can see why she had to wreck her.
So they made an appointment with her to come down and discuss the situation, but Amy flaked. And now they are really steamed. So they're asking her, come back again when you get a chance.
Whenever it suits her.
Yeah. They really got to give British cops guns. I think they're suffering from an inferiority complex over there because they're not carrying heat.
Yeah, they don't.
American cops don't put up with that stuff. You didn't show up? Boom! They shoot you.
I don't think they shoot you.
Yeah, right in the back of the head.
Well, I don't think that
happens. They'll teach you not to come down to the station.
Ralph, I remember when you were a cop, when you were with the NYPD. And if somebody didn't show up for an appointment like that, you'd go to their house and arrest them, right? I mean, that's how you rolled.
We'd tune them up, as we used to call it down in the station house. We'd give them a little tune-up. You know, you pull the blinds there on the interrogation room, next thing you know.
Sure.
Sometimes a perp accidentally falls and hits his head on the table, you know what I'm saying? So I mean, Sipowitz handled it.
How often can that happen, though?
How often can it happen?
Yeah.
As long as the ratings are good.
All the time.
As long as it can happen. Today's celebrity birthdays, actress, singer, Kelly Osbourne is 24 years old today. STP lead singer Scott Weiland is 42. Tran Tran singer Simon Le Bon is 50 years old today. And actor, legendary comedian from the Monty Python comedy troupe, John Cleese, turned 69 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Spooky singles, Halloween. Wait, hold on. Let me take that again. How's it go? What are we calling it?
Kevin, what's the thing? Spooky singles party?
Yeah, no Halloween in the title at all?
Well, I think spooky.
Halloween, spooky singles for Halloween? Nothing?
People will know that it's Halloween.
All right, Friday night.
Also, I thought that had been talked about 2 weeks ago. I didn't know it was still up for debate.
I know. No, I'm not trying to debate it. I just wanted to make sure I remembered it correctly.
Okay.
Because I thought for some reason that there'd be some reference to Halloween in it because the party is Friday night.
We think Spooky handles that. But it's
I gotta start coming to the meetings. That's all there is.
That's one good reason you got to read this stuff before you do it. I'm telling you, that's what you got to do.
That's a good point, Paul. Thank you very much. All right, as you know, the Guitar Hero couldn't be any bigger. Psycho Mike was at an event this weekend for the world premiere of the new World Tour edition of that, and it was just huge. The rock band is getting bigger than ever. I think they got a new one coming out before Christmas. But you know, there's spinoffs now. Have you heard about this Guitar Praise, which apparently has just come out? That is also burning up the charts. People are loving it.
Oh, this is the Christian music one.
Yes.
Absolutely, because let's face it, there's tons of artists, you know, bands like Flyleaf and Toby Mac and the Newsboys and 12 Stones, bunch of bands that sell a bunch of records that have a lot of fans, and it's just like the other games that you are familiar with where, you know, their songs are up there and you can play and sing along. And now it's kind of the point where it's such a big part of the market that now other artists are adapting some of their popular songs to this Christian market. And I don't know if it's a good idea or not, but it certainly seems to be popular.
Well, we brought in some songs. These are the ones that you can play along with. And they've got the guitar frets up on the screen. And as the notes move, you hit them, you know, exactly at the right time. You get points.
Right.
The first one is Nirvana's song.
Okay.
So give a listen to this and see if maybe you want to pick up Guitar Praise.
Yeah, Jesus Christ is really rad. You love your mom. Respect your dad. Intelligent design is great. Make sure you vote yes on prop number 8.
Vote yes, vote yes, vote yes on 8. Vote yes, vote yes, vote yes on 8. Vote yes, vote yes, vote yes on 8. Vote yes, vote yes, vote yes.
How exactly did they get Kurt to do that is my question.
I don't know. That's surprising to see them be part of this. Wow.
Seems like he was less than able to sing last I checked.
Okay.
Also in Guitar Praise, there's a Mia song. I don't know if you've heard that. M-I-A.
Okay.
Sorry, I was looking at the title and it was throwing me off.
All right.
And here it is.
I need my Bible so I can go pray. Everyone knows it's a sin to be gay. Democrats are sinners. Obama's insane. You will go to hell if you don't vote for McCain.
That's pretty specific.
Kind of a pointed message for the kids out there, but all right.
Seems like both of them so far are working on a theme. Metallica.
Really?
Is also contributing to the Guitar Praise.
Sleep with your Bible open. We know that Mel Gibson's right. Gays are bad.
What?
Guns are red. Creed's a good band. We're off to Bible land.
Wait, Metallica is singing that Creed is a good band?
That's correct.
That surprises me.
That is correct. And finally, Ezekiel 182.
I took her out. It was a Friday night. Kirk Cameron's movie showed us the guiding light. We shared a milkshake. She touched my leg a bit. And then I felt some tingling. My pants, they start to bulge. My mind was so confused. Cause I know sex is not for me. Cause I knew I had to respect her chastity.
You can't have sex until matrimony. Cause only liberals and Jews do that. Aww. That would make me go to hell, and I don't wanna burn. I don't wanna burn in hell.
Wow.
That's a beautiful sentiment.
That's gonna be a big item under the Christmas tree this year, I bet.
I don't understand why Harvey has a website if he's going to put anything on it except for Tracy Bingham pictures of her taking out the trash. I mean, what's the point of wasting the bandwidth with anything but that?
Who takes out the trash looking like that?
Who looks like that?
I'm thinking somebody who wants to be on TMZ.
She has like a hair person come over and makeup, wardrobe.
She coincides, the hairstylist comes over and does her hair. It coincides with garbage day.
That is ridiculous.
My God.
And she's wearing, you know, she's wearing these huge, like, boots that are all strapped up that look like they take about 20 minutes to put on. She's got a tiny little mini skirt and just a tiny little half top. Hey, Harvey, how does, this is Harvey Levin, of course, on the phone from TMZ.com. Greatest website in the world, and the TV show TMZ TV, which airs weeknights at 6:30 on Channel 11. How does something like this happen? Clearly, for you don't have your guys sitting out in front of Tracy Bingham's house.
No, I mean, you know, sometimes you just get tips that, you know, people.
Yeah, she's got tips, all right.
What, she tips? She spent all day walking that trash can back and forth waiting for a camera?
And sometimes it's not our cameras. You know, we also get video from outside. So,
oh, that makes
not going to tell you our trade secrets, but clear. I mean, it's kind of like, I mean, I don't know if you remember some of the shots. Like, you have, in fact, I don't think it was Tracy, but it was somebody else who happened to be at a grocery store, and some outside photographer happened to get shots of her looking at two cantaloupes.
Right.
Yes, little, I remember that.
It's a little too coincidental.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I know.
But we're not above it.
This is outstanding, and I think this is going to start a new wave of trash porn. I don't know how they're going to turn this into a DVD, but somehow they're going to do it. All right, in what will probably be the most awkward transition ever attempted on this show, we're going to go from Tracy's cans to one of the most horrific stories about a beautiful, talented young actress named Jennifer Hudson, who, of course, was an American Idol contestant who ended up winning an Oscar for Dreamgirls. Something so heinous happened in her family. What do you know? What can you tell people who are just waking up this Monday morning, have not heard about the story yet, Harvey?
Yeah, I mean, it's just awful. You know, I'm sure everybody's kind of heard that that on Friday, her mother and brother were shot to death in the mother's home in Chicago. William Balfour, who is the estranged husband of Jennifer Hudson's sister, is in custody, and he is the prime suspect right now. Now, we made a lot of calls and talked to a lot of people over the weekend, and it's a little bit weird. I mean, the headline is actually that, in addition, her nephew, her 7-year-old nephew, is missing, and they have not been able to find him. I talked to the police this morning. No lead so far, and that's just bad.
Is that that guy's kid, then?
It's his stepson.
Stepson, okay.
And so here's what we were able to find out. There was this ongoing domestic problem between Jennifer Hudson's sister and this guy. The cops won't tell us what it is, but, and I know this sounds just absolutely bizarre, there was a huge dispute, because we talked to neighbors about this on Friday and Saturday, and the cops confirmed they're looking at this. Huge dispute over a car that either this guy, William Balfour, stole his estranged wife's car or sold it and didn't give her the money. And the mother threw him out of the house, allegedly, and then this guy said, I am going to get revenge on you, I'm going to kill you. And a lot of the neighbors are talking about this, and I know the cops are looking at it, and it just sounds so bizarre. But then we looked at his record, and this guy has been in prison for 7 years for attempted murder in connection with Grand Theft Auto. So there is something kind
of... I love that game. That's fun.
No, no, no. Not the game. Not the game. The real crime.
Yeah. Oh.
Harvey, was there anybody else at the house besides this guy who may or may not be the shooter? Are there any other witnesses involved? And do we know if the 7-year-old was at the house at the time the killings
don't.
Were?
I mean, there's speculation that he was. There are also some neighbors who were saying that they saw two people walk in, but that's complete speculation. The cops won't confirm it. I talked to the cops today. They've interviewed a ton of witnesses. Nobody else is in custody, but they seem somewhat stumped, except that they do say that this all seems, what underlies all of this seems to be some kind of a domestic dispute, and it's all pointing to Balfour. They think it's awful.
And where's the sister?
Huh?
Where's the sister, did you say?
The sister's in Chicago.
Okay.
The sister's in Chicago.
the mother and sister are the ones who were killed, right?
No. The mother and the brother.
The brother.
Mother and brother were the ones who were killed. So the sister is there, and she was not at the house at the time either, as far as we know?
She was not at the house as far as we know. Okay. She's kind of in seclusion in Chicago right now. But again, they were estranged. They were having big problems, according to the cops we spoke with, before this. But there's some kind of a domestic thing that was going on that kind of underlies this whole
thing. So it doesn't have anything to do with the money or her celebrity, Jennifer Hudson?
It might have to do with money. I mean, money was an issue there, and it was an issue for this William Balfour guy for sure. And there was talk that everybody was trying to get the mother out of this south side of Chicago. It's not a great neighborhood she's in, and she just didn't want to go because she's comfortable there. And apparently, there was a lot of back and forth in the family, you know, let's get out of here, as she decided to stay. But this has nothing to, at least it appears, the cops think that it doesn't have to do with any kind of an outside robbery or anything like that. They really do think it's a domestic thing.
And he is being held in custody for breaking terms of his parole and has not been charged with anything in connection with the killings yet.
He hasn't been charged, but he was initially taken into custody. My understanding is he was taken into custody as a suspect here. And although that's kind of a good question because they never were really specific about it, yesterday they said that there was a parole violation and that's why he was transferred.
Gotcha.
But the way I understand it is he was taken into custody as a suspect in connection with this, and now they're trying to violate his parole on something unrelated. They won't say what it is.
You did a great job with updating this story all weekend long, by the way. I was riveted to it. I just couldn't believe it when I heard the news on Friday.
I mean,
all
it's right. just so sad. It's just
it's so sad.
It's horrible. It's really horrible.
We have time for one more. We'll end on a lighter note, and it is really one of the funniest things I've ever read on your site. Floyd Jumbo Cummings. I don't even know the name, but tell people why we should now be laughing at him.
I love this suit so much. There's a guy, Floyd Jumbo Cummings, who he was the last person to fight Joe Frazier. It was Joe Frazier, right? I'm looking at the suit.
That's right. Yes, Joe Frazier.
The last fight Joe Frazier had. It ended in a draw, although it doesn't look like a draw from the picture we put up.
Right.
So he is suing ESPN Classic, which ran that fight. And it's just great. I mean, he's saying that... he, quote, lived a quiet and private life free from the prying curiosity which accompanies either fame or notoriety, withdrawn from the public gaze, free from the insatiable interest of the great mass
the
of
hell?
People. What you don't know about this is he wrote this lawsuit himself because he's serving a life term in prison.
Oh. Awesome.
And he's pissed that somehow he thinks his privacy was violated because ESPN ran a fight that he did 25 years ago?
Pissed to the tune of $50 million.
Well, he deserves that. He deserves he did do the fight in public, right, on TV?
He did the fight in public and TV.
Okay.
He's in prison for armed robbery right now, life in prison, and he feels his privacy has been violated, and we're still trying to compute how many cigarettes you can buy, how many packs of cigarettes you can buy for $50
million. That's the best. And by the way, and people who write their own lawsuits always do well.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta say, it's pretty literate lawsuit. I mean, the pros in this thing are not bad. They're pretty impressive.
But it's hysterical that he thinks that it impacts his life at all. Like, one person saw that fight and thought, wow, I gotta go find me Jumbo, man. I'm gonna kick his ass. He's as anonymous today as he was a week ago, except now we know him as the fool who filed a $50 million lawsuit.
Well, I know.
That's the best. I love people like that. Those people make the world go round.
They do.
All right. Great stuff, as always, Harvey. TMZ.com. If you do nothing else today, go to the site and check out Tracy Bingham of Baywatch's cans. I mean, it really will make your whole
trash
week.
Can. You mean your trash can.
Trash cans. Pull our trash cans up. Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Harvey, we'll talk to you later, man. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We are going to do a Kevin and Bean singles party this Friday night. This Friday night happens to be Halloween, it turns out.
Uh-huh.
So if you'd like to go to Kevin and Bean's Spooky Singles Party, we are going to take your calls right now, 1-800-520-1067. You're going to have to come in a costume.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's part of it. We're going to have a costume contest and all kinds of prizes and stuff. So if you'd like to go and you're single and you're a K-Rock fan, give us a call.
Men and women right now? We're taking everybody? All comers?
Yeah, I don't know. We haven't discussed that. I guess we could pick one or the other. Well, let's do both. What the hell?
Okay.
Let's do both. Anybody that wants to go, as long as you're single and you're a K-Rock fan and you can go on Halloween night, give us a call and we will talk. What's happening?
Sorry, are we on?
Yes.
I don't...
I don't know. Went down the wrong tube. 1-800-520-1067. You are 21 and up. You can join us this Friday night for the Kevin and Bean Spooky Singles Party.
It's Kevin and Bean's Spooky Singles Party.
The things that can spoil the fun of Halloween.
Take your calls now. 1-800-520-1067. You got to have a costume. You got to be able to whip one up by Friday.
Yep.
All right.
And you have to be single, and you have to be a K-Rock fan. That way, everybody at the party, everybody knows, is open game.
We've got a little bit in common.
A $1,000 costume contest. The party will be from 9 till 1 this Friday night at a place called the Medusa Lounge. TheMedusaLoungeLA.com. It's in Silver Lake.
Silver Lake.
Oh.
Not washing your hair in tight jeans.
What?
Hipsters. Silver Lake.
Come on.
I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Hipsters and Silver Lake.
All right, we're not going to need to hear from you again this week. I'm sorry. Anyway, DJ Omar Khan is going to be spinning. If you still need a costume, of course, every year we recommend Glendale costumes. So many people email and say, what's the name of that costume store in Glendale you guys are always talking about?
Yeah.
It's Glendale Costumes, just off the 134 freeway in Glendale. Let's talk to some winners and see who's coming to the party.
All right, let's start with Irene, 25 years old from Newport Beach. Good morning, Irene.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Irene.
We're going to try and get to the bottom line this week because we always try to screen for inner beauty.
Yes.
When was the last time you put out, Irene?
Actually, it's been a while, but it's because I'm picky. And you guys actually know me because I was runner-up in Miss Double December last year.
We will see you Friday night. Thank you for the call, my dear. And we move along now. Let's try Brian. He is in our leave. Trust this on Irene. You're going to be very happy that she'll be at the party.
Dude, you didn't even ask her costume. She's coming as Wonder Woman.
I don't care what she's coming as. Right. It doesn't matter. That costume's coming off by 10 p.m. anyway. Brian is in our Lita. He is on line 3. Good morning, Brian. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thanks,
mate. Hi.
What costume are you going to come in, Brian?
One of the Blues Brothers.
One of the Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hotter than ever.
Becoming by yourself as a lone Blues Brother, or do you have a partner?
No, lone Blues Brother.
Lone, okay.
All right.
How much money do you make?
about 42 a year.
He's a $42
a year?
I think he means thousand. Oh. He's a social worker, Kevin. Yeah. Some people do take jobs for other reasons.
Just
than money.
A follow-up question to that, do you live with your parents?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I got my own house.
Oh, he has his own home. Women like that. That's impressive.
Will you still have your own home by Friday? That's my question.
Oh, nice. That's a good
one.
I hope so.
The way it's going these days.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I don't know. It's always, I know it doesn't seem fair, but it's always tougher on guys to get into the party because guys are so often losers and dorks. Lisa, what do you want to know about Brian as we try to make a decision on the fly?
How long it'll take him to hang up?
Brian, tell me about your last girlfriend.
She was,
made up?
Yeah.
Brian, you gotta bring it alive for us, because we're not getting anything from you right now.
She was just not the person I thought she was.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Hey, neither were you when we went to this line.
Sorry, Brian.
What are you gonna
See
do?
What I mean? It's tough. It's tough for dudes. It really is.
All right, let's go to Carlos from North Hills. Good morning, Carlos.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah. Look at that.
How are you?
Starts off with a beat impression. Carlos is 21. Tell us about yourself, Carlos. How much money do you make a year?
What is that question? Where is that coming from today, Kevin?
Let's just break it down, Bean. Let's just get down to the brass tacks. Yeah, the girls want to know how much he makes and if he lives with his mom. The guys want to know if they put out. Come on.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I make over 35, and I have my own place. I do own a condo.
Okay.
And
good.
My birthday was just on the 12th of October.
He's only 21. That's not bad.
Couldn't 21. Be less relevant. Hey, how does somebody own a condo if they're only making $35,000 a year? I mean, that's super impressive.
I share it with my cousin.
Okay.
And your mom and dad?
No.
Okay, just checking.
All right. Tell us who you're going to be Friday night.
I'm going to dress up as Obama.
Barack
no
Obama?
Kidding.
And how do you do that exactly?
Well,
wear a suit?
Are you a black guy?
No, I'm Latino, but I'm mocha tan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I have a brand new suit that I want to show off, so...
And that's it?
So
that's
you're just
going to
wear a suit?
Yeah, a really nice
You're one. Not even going to have ears?
Oh, yeah, maybe I'll add on to
you
that.
You need some ears, at least, right?
How about a tight afro?
I already have it.
You got the tight afro. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to be deadly dull?
No. I'm going to be. I'm going to try to meet everybody. And
well, you're not going to be much of an Obama, then.
I like Carlos. You guys?
Okay.
Yeah?
right. I got to defer to Lisa. She's got the vibe on the dudes.
With some humor, which I appreciate.
He did start with the beat impression. That was good. Yeah. And then it went downhill from there.
Yeah,
but
a little bit. But you know how guys are. They are not good at this.
All right.
I feel all right about Carlos, too.
Okay,
I
Carlos, mean, you're in.
I'm impressed with what he's done at his age. I'll tell you that. He sounds like a goer.
Bring if you're a guy, bring another guy. If you're a girl, bring another girl. Let's go to Carmen in Long Beach. Carmen is 25 years old. Good morning, Carmen.
Hi. Good morning. Hi, Lisa May.
Hello,
oh my God,
Carmen.
I can't wait to see what you're going to be.
Oh, it's always good, Lisa's costume.
Hey, I'm dressing up big time this year.
I'm sure
are
you are.
Yes, I am.
All right.
Well, don't
Carmen,
dress up too much.
Oh, she won't.
You're 25. You live in Long Beach. What do you do?
I'm a trainer.
What does that mean?
A trainer?
It means I train employees, like, to do jobs.
Oh, so not a physical trainer. You teach them how to work.
You're being so vague,
yeah, this
Carmen.
Is odd, Carmen.
What are you, government? What's the deal here?
No, it's just embarrassing to tell everybody where I work, especially if they're listening. But
well, you don't have to tell us where you work, just what you do.
What industry?
Utility.
What's the name of the place?
I
know, I'm kidding.
I mean, I train people to do work is like I put things in boxes to ship out. I mean, it's just so vague that it doesn't give us much to understand about you.
Well, I train people about electricity and how to be good customer service and time management and all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
We got to get you out of that job, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. We really do.
When was the last time you put out?
It's been a while, but it's because I'm picky, and there's diseases out there, and I'm trying to avoid.
That's the second. It's been a while because I'm picky.
All right, here's the deal, Carmen. We got no time for picky Friday night. Friday night, we are getting it done. All right.
Well, I plan to be drinking.
Okay,
that helps.
When
Friday
was the
night,
last time you were drunk, Carmen?
I don't know. Yesterday.
What?
Oh, Carmen.
I'm getting a bad vibe on Carmen.
I gotta say.
You don't go, I don't know, yesterday? Because you should know that if it was...
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
You should be hungover today.
I'm gonna say,
yeah,
close,
I
agree. But no cigar. Okay.
I agree.
All right, that's all the time we have right now. It's we got tickets all week long. The party is going to be this Friday night. You can get all the details at krock.com. I think you can tell what we're going for this time, though. We're making sparks fly this Friday night.
Yeah, I think you just need to be ready to bang it out. I mean, let's be honest about that.
Let's be honest. This is the one where we're going to ask you to give a little something back.
Kevin and Bean on the world famous K Rock.
We are the team from Kevin and Bean. We're number one on the radio.
My supervisor seems to have itching balls.
Oh.
This seems to be a big problem with some of the women in the office because he is constantly scratching, and he will scratch right in front of them.
How about when Christmas time rolls around and you have the gift exchange? Have you ever given him, say, talcum powder?
Gold Bond medicated powder. Coming up just after the top of the hour, we're going to get an update on Thrill the World.
Yes.
I don't know if you're listening last, Thursday, Friday, when we talked to this dude, Madru, who is the L.A. founder of Thrill the World. They were trying to set a Guinness World Record for people doing the Thriller dance. Yep.
Yeah.
Good times.
That's coming up after the news, plus actor, writer, director, decider Kevin Smith joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Monday morning at 6:57. What's going on, Ralph?
When are they going to get around to doing their, most people doing the Charleston dance get together?
That's about as timely.
After their Gorilla Thriller this weekend that they're, I mean, this week that they're doing. They're going to just show up random places and
the
do it.
The Thriller and Gorilla?
Yep.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Stop it. All right? Just stop
That's
it.
That's what I'm saying.
It's bad enough. I got to do this four times today, but we don't need you and your just unbearable creepiness.
How much money did my Sweet Zach's movie make this weekend, Ralph?
Stink all over this horrible news.
I'm sorry. What was the cash amount that it brought in at the box office for a movie that only cost $10 million to make?
If you want to keep talking about Zach,
I'll go right to number two.
Excellent.
I'll go right to number two.
But what was number one?
No one cares.
Don't know. There was no information on it.
Saw 5 was number two in the box office this weekend.
That was a good movie, by the way.
$30.5 million
in its debut. What topped
it, though?
What was ahead of it?
Max Payne came in at number 3. Beverly Hills Chihuahua was 4. Pride and Glory, in its debut, made $6.3 million. Good enough to make it number 5 this weekend. The Secret Life of Bees was 6. Then W, Eagle Eye, Body of Lies, and Quarantine, rounding out your top 9 at the box office this weekend.
Only 9.
Yep. Congratulations to Amy Poehler and her husband, Will Arnett. Amy had a baby Saturday night. Live!
Does she get a bell?
No.
I don't think so either.
Amy Poehler?
No.
Way cute.
Stop it. Do you have no discerning qualities whatsoever?
That's correct.
Zero. Psycho Mike, back me up on Amy Poehler.
Come
on.
Incapable of any sort of critical thinking when it comes to women.
She's adorable. I like Amy Poehler.
She's funny.
I would have sex with Amy Poehler.
Right.
She does not get a bell.
Thank you. No way.
The bell is for women who are exceptionally good looking. They make boners out of the blue. You hear their name, you're like, oh, what am I doing? Amy Poehler did not fall in that category.
Wow, tough day to be Bean.
Well, stop being bad.
Tougher day to listen to Bean, trust me. A lot easier doing what you're doing than what we have to do. Amy and her husband Will Arnett had an 8-pound, 1-ounce baby boy named Archie on Saturday. That is the Archie coming back.
That was a good name.
A lot of Archies.
Awesome name.
It's a solid All-American
name. Bean likes it?
Yeah.
Got him out.
Seth Meyers on Saturday Live said Amy isn't here tonight because she's having a baby. So everyone knew what was happening. Politics and television go hand in hand, and especially in the last, 9 days left?
No, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Next Tuesday, election. Right?
Yeah.
A week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God. Of course, and then like 3 months for the Supreme Court to rule, right?
That's right.
That's right,
about who actually won.
All the lawsuits about the voting machines in Ohio.
Saturday Night Live's ratings are up, thanks to Sarah Palin and, of course, John McCain doing some television over the weekend. He was on The Rachel Ray Show.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
Yeah, apparently he was...
Rachel Ray.
Passionate about cooking, says Rachel. She taught her a thing or two about preparing ribs.
Is there...
There used to be such thing as appearing presidential, but all that went out the window when Bill Clinton realized you could go on MTV and talk about boxers or briefs and it would get you votes. And now the candidates will do anything. It doesn't matter what the show is.
But it's a cooking show.
Right.
I mean...
But it's not that different than going on The View or going on any of these other bad shows that they go on.
Sure it is, because The View, as horrible as it is, still is a talk show. And you would think the people that were there would ask some questions about the presidential race.
About issues.
Once you're making ribs on television, you're really just far afield from what people have to know about you in order to elect you to be president.
But you could have said that about Bill Clinton playing saxophone on the Arsenio Hall show. It doesn't have anything to do with politics at that point. It has to do with, I want to come across as a personable guy.
He played a little saxophone and then sat down and asked and was answering questions about what was going on.
But, Ralph, what is the big
Glazing ribs doesn't help me
The big rib-eating block. Which way are they going in the election?
Good question.
Speaking of glazing ribs, please.
Meanwhile, Sarah Palin was stumping in Florida, a traditionally Republican stronghold that now is up for grabs, so they have to do some campaigning down there. And another television tie-in, she got Elizabeth Hasselbeck from The View to introduce her.
Yeah. Hey, what a coup that was.
Wow! Do I feel bad for the Republicans if these are the celebrities they're trotting out to stand on stage
with? Hey, she's got a sexy, sexy voice, that Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
She's heinous. Here she is. And you realize why you hate her so much on The View, even when people aren't shouting at her and she's not arguing with Joy Behar, an equally shrill harpy. She's got this voice just driving an ice pick into your brain.
If you catch The View, and I hope you do, you know that my friends and I have been having some passionate discussions about this election. There are some who talk the talk and some who walk the walk.
Oh.
Senator McCain and Governor Palin, they walk for you.
They walk.
Ow, ow.
For you.
Stop yelling at us. What's wrong with her?
She's horrible.
Wow.
Hey, where are all the conservatives complaining about the Hollywood celebrities who are giving their opinions instead of just shutting up and doing what they do, by the way?
Shut up and... What is that? Is that you do, Elizabeth Hasselbeck?
What does she do?
Talks.
Yeah. Shut up and talk.
Shut up and talk.
Walk for you.
Honestly, haven't we had enough?
Can we just vote tomorrow? We need more cliches in the campaign, by the way. You know, talk the talk or walk the walk. Sure. You're in or you're out. You're up, you're down. What happens in Washington stays in Washington.
I don't think that's one of them.
Oh. Still. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? John Cleese. One of my favorite all-time comedian actors from the legendary Monty Python comedy troupe. He's also seen him in a bunch of movies like A Fish Called Wanda. He was Q in the Bond movies the last couple of months that Pierce Brosnan did. 69 years old today. Duran Duran singer Simon Le Bon. is 50 years old today. Stone Temple Pilots' Scott Weiland is 42. And Kelly Osbourne, actress, singer, consumer of cake.
Yes,
she is, she is 24 years old today. Almost said 42. She looked pretty good if she was 42. But sadly, she's 24.
She's not yet.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show. So Psycho Mike and Omar, two of the kids here on the Kevin and Bean Show, you're not happy unless you're ruining somebody's party. Am I right about that?
We're making every party better.
Making it better?
Well, we'll get to your participation in the event that happened this weekend. First, once we talk to the man who put it together, the founder of the L.A. chapter of Thrill the World, our old friend Madru Makela, back on the phone with us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Good morning, Madru.
Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
Good.
Y'all are fine. Hey, we talked to you last week, and you told us that you were going to be part of the Los Angeles portion of setting a Guinness World Record for the most people doing the Thriller zombie dance. Did that happen? Did you guys, in fact, set a record this weekend?
Yes, in fact, we did. We got together. We had 114 zombies do it in Los Angeles. And we had 4,169 do it worldwide.
How many people?
4,169 people did the Thriller dance on Saturday.
Wow. All at the same time?
At the same time, all over the world.
And the Guinness people have told you that that's going to make the book?
I'm not sure if that's making the Guinness book. I know it's a world record. We have three different agencies we're going through. I'm not sure if Guinness is giving us ours yet.
Okay.
Waiting to find it.
So now you're done, though. Now that you've done that, you'll never want to talk about or hear Thriller again, right?
How many times would you guess you've listened to that song?
Oh, my God. Like 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,
this week and on Friday.
What
do you mean you're
going to
do it this week and on Friday?
I'm going to go out and we're going to do it in random spots around town during the week. And then Friday we're doing it on the Santa Monica Boulevard again.
Why? You've already set the world record. You've already done it. Why?
To spread the love of Thriller.
Are you,
what is
are
the
you
love
gonna...
of Thriller? What is that love? What do you, like any other Michael Jackson songs?
We had a really great showing on Saturday. We had a lot of geeks, dorks, and nerds. I
yeah.
Guys who really love this band.
That is true.
That is true. Yeah.
Are you gonna move on to other great dances from the early 80s and do Flashdance this time next year or anything like that?
Oh, that's a really good idea.
No, it's a terrible idea. It's just as bad as doing Thriller.
He threw that out to be funny.
No, we should go do Flashdance next year. That'd be,
oh, that, God.
Done that
what
have yet. We
done? Look what you've done, Bean.
What have we done?
Now, so you had 114 people there.
Yeah.
Were you expecting 112? Because two of our guys.
No, we actually had 116. Two of them, we couldn't figure out who they were for the longest time.
Yeah.
Well, before we hear about Mike and Omar, and of course the video of Thrill of the World is up at the Kevin Bean section of KRock.com, I guess we were all pretty impressed. I hate to admit it, but we were all pretty impressed with the precision that your people brought to the event on Saturday. I mean, they were really, really good. You could tell that there had been a lot of practice, a lot of rehearsal. Were you pleased with the quality of the dancing you saw, Madrew?
Everybody did a really good job. We had a celebrity dancer, a teen celebrity dance guy, Adam Savani, who led. He was great. Everyone was right on cue. There was a few people in the back, a little off. But
yeah.
Most everybody was perfect, right on time.
A little, yeah. I was amazed by how together everybody was.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And yet, that made me respect them less, because that means they had to spend a lot of time working on the Thriller dance. A tremendous amount of time.
We were practicing for about 2 hours beforehand, just to get it back.
Oh, you've spent months and years doing the Thriller dance, haven't you? So there's two guys in the back. I couldn't help but noticing on the video at KRock.com that didn't have the Thriller dance down exactly.
In other words, they acted like they'd never heard Thriller before or seen the dance.
A bunch of my people actually came up to me afterwards and said, there were these two guys who were doing the dance all wrong. I don't even think they were trying.
I don't even think they were trying.
What made them think that?
Mike and Omar show up to the Thrill of the World event, and Mike lies his way in by saying Madrew said it was okay. Apparently they had a check-in list. You had to be ahead of time. You had to let them know you were coming, make a reservation so you could do the Thriller dance.
Yeah, what were we saying in as?
Troy Coughlin and Dean Sheffrin.
Excellent. Good. Yeah. And you guys weren't right together with the rest of the dancers.
No.
I don't know what happened with that, but
we're just taking it to another level.
Do we have a little piece of the video that's up at Kara.com with the guys preparing to dance?
Yeah, we have them talking about how important dance is to them.
Omar and I, we take dancing pretty seriously. And we don't like people making a mockery of that art. Yeah. We take it as a personal affront to us and other dancers around the world who know what it's all about.
So we're going to show these people what dancing's really about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love watching the video. It's 11 o'clock Saturday morning, and Omar is already so baked. It's so funny. And what dancing were you doing while everyone else was thrilling the world, Mike?
I like I said earlier, I think Omar and I rifled through pretty much our entire arsenal. Yeah,
there was a lot of the cabbage patch.
There was Ride the Pony, Cabbage Patch,
yeah.
The Running Man, the RoboCop.
Lawnmower. I saw the shopping cart. I saw the starting lawnmower.
Yeah.
I was trying to count them out as I was watching the video.
At one point, I ran out of ideas, so I just started doing jumping jacks.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. I saw the Mike grabs Omar's ass for some reason. I'm not sure what that dance was.
The Macarena.
I saw the Macarena.
By the way, we also don't know that, but we decided to go into that. Yep. That one didn't go too well.
I saw the lawn sprinkler. I didn't see climbing the ladder, and I didn't see climbing the rope to nowhere.
We got so confused. There were so many thoughts going through our brain.
Did you guys see the part of the video where this girl got so upset at me, and she started literally pushing me?
No,
I didn't. She was pushing me. She's like, get out, get out. And I'm like, no, I'm getting my groove on it. I'm just getting in her face. It's awesome.
Like you said, they...
Why are you two a-holes?
Well,
first of all.
Okay.
Madrew, let me speak on your behalf. Why would you guys ruin such a great event?
Because.
Okay, there you go, Madrew.
I gotta say that Psycho Mike, DJ Omar totally showed you up. His Tootsie Roll was so far superior.
Oh, okay.
No, you.
My words.
Yeah. I don't need any lip from you, Madrew.
Okay, don't turn us against each other.
Yeah, okay. We're a team, and we believe in real dance. We believe in everything that goes into the art of dancing, and we're not making a mockery of it like you do with your stupid Thriller dance.
Let's bring in, if you don't mind, Renee from Studio City, who was there. She was one of the Thriller dancers.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Renee.
Hi. Thanks.
I'm sorry, what, Omar?
I'm a loser. Oh, my God. I didn't realize, first of all, that was Mike and Omar. Had I known, I probably would have tried to kill them less. But
No. You should have tried to kill them. That was the right decision.
They were dancing right in front of me, and I had learned the dance like 2 hours before.
Right.
And they were so distinct, doing their stupid, like, the robot and the shopping cart and the cabbage patch.
Come on!
And the whole time I was trying to trip them and push them.
All right. How angry were you, Renee?
Furious. They're right in front of me, and I was like, God, they're going to show up on camera, and I'm going to look like an a-hole as well.
Nope, just them.
Renee, seriously, though.
Them.
Renee, you shut up. You just shut your goddamn mouth. Listen to me.
Oh, be nice, Mike. Be nice.
When you woke up extra, when you woke up extra early on Saturday morning to throw on your zombie garb and look in the mirror and put on that makeup so that you could be part of the undead and show up at Hollywood and Highland and rehearse a dance so that you made sure you had it down perfect to go with the video to Michael Jackson's Thriller. Didn't you ever once say to yourself, I suck as a human being?
Nah, I was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's
a good point. Keep believing that, you douche. I hate you.
Oh,
how dare you?
Oh,
how dare you?
How are you going to come at her like that?
We worked so hard on our interpretive dance, and you go there, you're admitting that you tried to trip us up and push us? God, why do you hate?
All right, this doesn't look like it's going to be a love connection, but if you two do want to go out on another date, Kevin and Bean will pay for it.
I'm going to make sex in your brain.
What?
I don't even know
what that means.
It's not what that means.
All right, listen, Madrew, is it thrilltheworld.com? Is that what it is? What's the website? Madrew?
The website, yes. It was the website.
I'm sorry, I didn't. I couldn't hear what you said, Madrew. Give it one more time.
Hey, where are you going to be on Friday?
On Friday, we're going to be at the Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood.
Huh?
At what time?
9 p.m. We'll be doing the dance kind of near the main stage area. Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood.
Okay. It's Halloween night.
Halloween night, yeah.
Wow.
Hundreds of thousands of people there.
Hundreds of thousands.
I'm sorry, did you say hundreds of thousands?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know what the streets are like down there on Halloween night. It's going to be tough for you to carve out room to do your little thriller
dance. Yeah, I was going
to
say, aren't they going to be annoyed by the people trying to do the Thriller dance?
No, man. Everyone has me like, oh, snap, you can do it.
Oh, snap, man. Oh, snap, yo.
Nobody is going to say, oh, snap, you can do it.
Oh. All right. No, he didn't.
All right, website for those that want to join you.
Drew McCaleb is the founder of the LA chapter of Thrill the World. Always a pleasure to talk to you. I have a feeling we'll do it again. Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show.
There's like five people, and they're all tied together by these dog collars, you know, in a chain. And at the end of a minute, it tightens, and it pulls their heads back against this giant razor thing and cuts their heads off if they don't get the key that's in the little box in front of them. But if they get the key at the box in front of them, that will also tighten it.
All right, hold on a second.
Very confusing.
I saw High School Musical 3 also, and I don't even remember. Is that the scene where the Wildcats were playing? What movie are you talking about?
This is Saw 5.
Oh, Saw 5. Okay.
And then there's a dude, and he's got his head in a box, and then the box starts filling up with water, so he drowns, but his body isn't underwater, just his head.
They come up with a lot of ways to kill people.
And it's a movies, lot of damn work. I mean, that Jigsaw must spend a tremendous amount of time putting that stuff together.
Clearly. Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Kevin, because I know you're a fan. You've seen all the Saw movies. We have a surprise for you because Jigsaw is on the phone with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock.
Dude.
Hey, Jig.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. Don't you mean Kevin and Bean?
I'm glad you enjoyed my film, Kevin.
And Bean?
I thought you might like to play a game.
I'd rather not.
Oh, you don't ever want to hear that from Jigsaw.
You know, Kevin.
There's the coffin of glass that disappears, and then the walls smash a guy together. It's pretty. It's something.
You made a pretty good living, Kevin, murdering the English language, and you have gone unpunished.
Yeah.
Until now.
But aren't you dead?
Maybe.
That doesn't stop you from being in every movie, does it?
All right.
So I think we'd like to play a game. Call it karma, if you will, Kevin. Mm. When you go home today, you will find on your kitchen table a bowl of alphabet soup.
Bowl alphabet soup.
Next to that bowl of soup will be a spoon.
Spoon.
I need you to take the spoon and one by one, pull out the letters for the word zebra.
Zebra.
Which is really hard because there aren't a lot of Z's in alphabet soup.
Okay, you're making really work for it, huh?
You must pluck out each of the five letters until the word zebra is spelled out next to the bowl.
Okay.
Then
I put them on the table?
Yes.
Okay.
Then you take the spoon and eat the alphabet soup.
But how is that? I mean, that doesn't hurt, or that's not going to do anything except till I've had a bowl of soup.
Does
that kill me?
Well, that can of soup's been on my shelf for a really long time.
Right, but
I don't even know what the expiration date is. What? You could get botulism.
But in the movie,
like really bad stomach cramps or something.
The fear.
But in the movie, a guy's hand gets crushed and a guy like drowns and they get their heads cut off. It seems like it's a little more extreme than.
But this could make you sick. You might have a stomach ache.
Right.
Right, but that's not performing
a... Take a nap afterwards.
That's not a tracheotomy with a ballpoint pen. I mean, that's, you know, it seems like this is a little light for you, Jigsaw.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time coming up with stuff.
Really? You're kind of out after five movies?
I got nothing left.
Yeah. Why zebra?
I don't know. Just figured it'd be a tough word for you to spell. You're not smart.
Wow.
Yeah. Bean, how about you, Bean?
Yes.
You play a game?
Yes, he does.
No, not really.
Yes, he does.
For years now, Bean, you have valued animals above people. Well, let's call it karma.
Uh-oh.
Because you need to get into your car and drive to a park, an address that I will provide for you.
A park.
At that park, people will be having a party, and they will be eating fried chicken.
All right.
And you have to eat the chicken. The fried chicken that they have there.
I like fried chicken. I don't really have any problem with that. That's okay.
But this chicken's really spicy. your eyes are going to water.
I'll have some lemonade or something with it. It'd be fine. I'll look forward to that. Make sure to get that address.
The lemonade has a lot of pulp in it. It's going to make you like get it caught in your throat. You know, to clear your throat.
That doesn't sound very scary.
No.
Jigsaw?
You'll have to to talk to the people that are there and have a
All right, I'm not looking forward to that, but I think I could survive it. I mean, it's not going to kill me.
But the chicken will be dead.
Of course.
I hope.
Wow. Jigsaw, I think you may be out.
Lisa May.
Oh, yeah. Sure, she'll play.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
How would you like to play a game, Lisa?
Not really.
For years, you've tormented people with your endless talk about Broadway musicals.
That is true.
Yeah.
Well, let's call it karma, because I've bought you two front row seat tickets to the Wicked show before it leaves Los Angeles.
Are you serious?
You're going to have to go to see Wicked.
Wicked's a great show. I'm so excited.
Then at intermission, I've already purchased a beverage for you, your choice. I picked up a tab on that. So
really?
Get yourself a drink, but then you won't be able to talk to anyone about the first act.
This isn't
and then you have to go back into the theater and watch the rest of it.
But she would enjoy that.
I would do that anyway. That seems like fun.
But
maybe you need some time off.
The second act is really long. And when you sit there for a long time, you might get a clot in your leg.
Really?
Okay. Circulation. You throw a clot, and then the next thing you know, you're stroking out in the parking lot.
Probably not going to happen.
Yeah, but it could happen. Call it karma.
She'll be fine, Jigsaw.
She might stroke.
You should maybe take a vacation. Rest.
This is really hard.
Yeah. Well, five movies worth.
I know. I'm going to go see High School Musical 3.
Good luck. Kevin Smith in our studios just after 8 o'clock.
Probably you have to put him in the top three of our favorite guests of all time. Anytime he comes in, right? Always love him. Writer, director, actor, the decider, Kevin Smith joins us talking about Zach and Mary Make a Porno, which comes out this Friday. Also, more tickets just after 9 for the Kevin Amin Spooky Singles Party. If you weren't listening earlier today, maybe you missed the announcement. Halloween is Friday. We are having a party in Silver Lake. You are invited. We'll give you more details and give you a chance to call in coming up just after 9 on the Kevin Amin Show on K-Rock.
323-520-AFRO. 24 hours a day. You can leave us a message on any topic.
I just saw a girl in white pants riding a bike had no seat.
What do you say? Riding a bike and what?
The bike had no seat.
Oh, wow.
That's what he said.
I knew the line if I said I wasn't just a little aroused.
How great is Lisa May's ass?
The best.
Thank you.
I'm not sure what this guy's referring to, but
yeah, you guys were talking about people who got scammed the other day, and I think I was just a victim of a scam. I think I was involved in a fake drug deal. I gave this guy money, and, you know, he gave me a bag full of grass clippings. His name was Eric. I don't know, you know, if everything's going to be okay, but I feel cheated.
Yeah. Was he double-crossed?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever noticed how when Bean, after he speaks, breathes right into the phone? And it's beginning to bug me, so if we can have him stop that, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Stop reading.
I'll see what I can do.
Damn, if I don't see some vice presidential booby here in a couple days, I'm going to have to vote for Barack. I'm telling you, I want to see some vice presidential booby.
I agree. They got to do a Playboy Women of Alaska issue, and Sarah Palin needs to be in it. She'll be free soon.
Yep.
You get the idea?
I hope.
There are a lot of commercials these days for the voting.
But it's coming up a week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you can proposition.
F*** you. Seriously. Every 20 minutes. Seriously? Dude, I was going to vote no, but f*** it. I'm voting yes.
I'm not even sure which prop he was talking about.
I have
about,
no idea.
Very upset. I had no idea this was happening.
Holy s***, the World Series is on. I had no idea.
I don't know how you can't be riveted by whether the Phillies or the Rays win. I mean, those are two teams everybody's interested in.
Do you have any pumpkin-flavored condoms?
Oh.
Oh, wow. Ouch.
Why couldn't the witch have children?
Why couldn't the witch have children?
I don't know.
Because her husband had a Halloweeny. Halloween. That song rocks. I have no idea what you're talking about.
She's on your side, Bean. I'd just like to point that out.
Wow, that
on your
that
side.
Joke wouldn't make Highlights magazine.
Psycho Mike, you suck at guitar here. Like, really. Whole time.
wait a minute. You said you were great at Guitar Hero.
No, I didn't. I'm horrible.
No, you said this weekend you rocked.
I played. Yeah, I did. I played a lot, but I'm terrible. I'm the worst.
All right.
I was standing next to you while you were playing. You sucked.
Mike says the same thing that Tom Morello said when he came in from Rage Against the Machine, that it's really hard to play Guitar Hero if you know how to play guitar, because it's completely different.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Mike?
Yeah, that's why I can't play, too. Yeah.
Sure.
Sure, that's it.
Second Mike's here, outside my window. Second Mike's here, behind a tree. I wish that Second Mike could see that his spirit is behind my tree. And Second Mike's here, outside my window pane.
Wow, could have done without that.
The whole thing, right?
Yeah.
The whole song, that guy? The original song? All of Omar's songs?
No.
All of it.
No, no, no.
Your
Don't
fault.
Don't go crazy.
Your fault. That guy was your fault. That's on you, man. First, it's time for Ralph Showbiz Beat at 7:53.
Before I get to the top 10 movies at the box office and all the other more entertaining stories from showbiz this morning, we just got an update from CNN.com. Apparently, police have found the body of a 7-year-old boy that matches the age and description of Jennifer Hudson's nephew, Julian King. The child's body was found inside an SUV that's reportedly connected to Jennifer's late brother, Jason Hudson, who, of course, along with her mother, was found dead in their home in Chicago on Friday, dead from gunshot wounds. So as of now, Chicago police have not officially identified the body, but they do believe they have found Jennifer Hudson's nephew, 7-year-old Julian King, in the SUV, and he's dead. So.
We were hoping there'd be a tiny silver lining in that otherwise awful, awful story, but it doesn't look that way.
So that's sad news. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? Speaking of sad news, High School Musical 3, Senior Year, number one this weekend in its debut, made $42 million. High School
Musical. Come on!
My sweet Zach should be in every movie, by the way. That's what I was thinking as I was watching it yesterday. I'm just saying.
I can't believe that fat asshole.
You can't believe it. He does this shit all the time.
Well, this time he's gone too far. Why do we even hang out with him anyway?
Hello? I've been saying this for years.
Well, it's not like we're nice to him. I mean, we rip on him all the time.
Yes, but he thrives on that.
All right, then let's just ignore him. From now on, let's not talk to him. Let's not even acknowledge him. That sounds great.
All right, that's the new plan.
Done.
Come on.
Saw 5 was at the number 2 at the box office this weekend, $30.5 million in its debut. Around Halloween, can't do better than a Saw movie. Max Payne was number 3, Beverly Hills Chihuahua was 4, Pride and Glory was number 5. Then The Secret Life of Bees, W, Eagle Eye, Body of Lies, and Quarantine, rounding out your top 10 at the box office.
That sex drive sure didn't make much of an impact, did it?
No.
That disappeared.
That was barely in the countdown for 1 week and then gone.
It was barely there.
Mm. Yeah.
Amy Poehler and Will Arnett, happy parents of a brand new baby boy, 8 pounds, 1 ounce. Archie Arnett joined the world this weekend, so congratulations to those guys. Amy, by the way, will not be returning to Saturday Night Live after her maternity leave.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, she's going to do a sitcom for NBC. So she, like her pal Tina Fey, will be leaving the show for bigger and better things.
You know what's interesting, Ralph, as you mentioned that she had the baby on Saturday. Just 1 week before that, she was doing that really energetic rap song with Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
And she was jumping up around, down. I mean, she was 1 week from giving birth, and she was doing all that physical comedy, which really is to her credit, I think.
No, that
caused it.
Lorne Michaels was just praying that she would have it live on the show. Oh, come on. So good. Such good ratings.
I was
out of town this weekend, so I didn't chance to watch, but my buddy John Hamm was on the show from Mad Men.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet either.
I haven't seen it. So.
On Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It's true.
Really?
No. You can just assume if it's Saturday Night Live.
I didn't see it.
It wasn't good.
Saturday Night Live hasn't been good in 10 years.
As good as he is, it was not good.
No.
Ralph, wait till you see speaking of your buddy John Hamm, wait till you see the Mad Men season finale from last night.
Can't wait.
Oh, dude.
I can't believe it's over already. They got to do
more
episodes.
So sad.
They do like
that show should never be off the air.
It's horrible. Speaking of baby news, congratulations to our buddy Dave Grohl. Just announced that he and his wife are expecting their second child.
Yay!
Of course, in April 2006, Dave and Jordan had their first child, Violet. And he said he can't wait. He's looking forward to having another baby. Interestingly enough, Violet loves Amy Winehouse.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
He says that she loves the Amy Winehouse record. It's all about the rehab song, Dave says.
Excellent.
If she hears Try to Make Me Go to Rehab, Vi will go, no, no, no. I know, it's a little weird, but it's really cute, Dave says.
That's cute. Now.
Kid needs a role model.
I think he's just the best dad. You just get a sense that he is just a great, great dad.
Yeah.
This is sad. A lot of sad news in the showbiz news today. El DeBarge has been arrested.
Dead?
Has been arrested for possession of a controlled substance.
He's your favorite DeBarge.
I know.
There's no such thing.
He is the heart behind DeBarge. Apparently, he was popped earlier this month, and cops found two warrants for his arrest. Where did El go wrong?
I don't know.
He had it all, too.
Right there. Wrong. Yeah.
He's been arrested on several charges this past year, ranging from vandalism to drugs to domestic violence. So, L's going through a bad time.
Vandalism. It's kind of lame.
What happens if we have tickets to upcoming DeBarge performances? Will they be rescheduled?
That's funny.
I believe you're going to have to. Yeah, they'll have to make good on that concert sometime later this year after L gets out of Celebrity Rehab 3 with Dr. Drew.
Hey, that'd be a great choice.
That would be.
Let's pitch that to Dr. Drew next time. Come on.
Who needs more help more than Al?
Somebody who matters.
Oh, have you seen this year? They're already scraping the bottom of the celebrity attic barrel.
Nikki McKibben is on this show, and you're complaining about El DeBarge.
No, all I can see is Gary Busey. That's all I can see on that program.
That's all you need.
Be crazy.
And here's some wedding news. Fergie and her boyfriend Josh Duhamel from Las Vegas are, of course, getting married. In Touch Weekly reports that Fergie is working with famous designer Karl Lagerfeld, on her wedding gown. She will be designing the gown herself. Included in the gown will be adult diapers that go on underneath the gown. So that Fergie needs to go while she's on the altar. She won't have to embarrass herself the way she does when she's on stage.
It's all good. It's all good.
And Bono is a god, is a saint.
Okay. Sure.
But apparently he's just like us.
He is?
Really?
He's human just like us. New photos today on the internet. Bono vacationing in the south of France.
Yeah.
Canoodling with a pair of 19-year-old girls in bikinis.
Yeah. Wow. His wife took the picture or what?
I don't think his wife was there. The 48-year-old rock icon was there with his pal Simon Carmody. They were spending some quality time hanging out together in Saint-Tropez, and apparently the girls came up to the gentleman and introduced themselves, and they sure are hot and 19.
And he sure is Bono.
And sure not his wife.
Don't you guys get the idea that that has to happen to him 75 times a day, though?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. But it happened on the internet this time.
Yeah, well.
Bono and Simon sure look like they've enjoyed some adult beverages at this point in when the photos are being taken as well. Sadly, one of the girls, a fashion student named Andrea Fike, put the photos up on her Facebook page, and that's where the internet has picked up on them. So,
oh, good.
Yeah. Just to keep everything in perspective, the girls are 19. That means Bono and his wife were celebrating their 7th anniversary when the girls were born. Just to give me a little perspective. Today's celebrity birthdays, Kelly Osbourne. She's 24 years old today. How many cakes do you think she has at a party?
Do we have Kelly Don't Eat? I was thinking about that over the weekend.
We played a little bit of it last week.
Next hour in tribute to Kelly Osbourne, we can play the song her father Ozzy recorded for her called Kelly Don't Eat. Stone Temple Pilot singer Scott Weiland is 42. Duran Duran lead singer Simon Le Bon is 50. And actor John Cleese, one of my favorite British actors and comedians, turned 69 years old today. If you've never seen Fawlty Towers, you've never seen the series Fawlty Towers, the sitcom that he did, the British sitcom?
Nope.
It's available on DVD. Pick it up. You will enjoy it. It's a very, very funny show.
I'm Ralph. Ralph doesn't watch any American programming, Kevin. He only watches shows from Britain.
I watch it all, but the British comedies are some of my favorites, so pick up Fawlty Towers if you get a chance. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show as...
Anyone who isn't dead or from another plane of existence would do well to cover their ears right about now.
Do you have that one with that guy who was in that movie that was out last year?
What do you mean there's no ice? You mean I gotta drink this coffee hot?
This job would be great if it wasn't for the customer.
What do you want with me?
Stop a couple of angels from entering and thus negating all existence. I hate it when people need it spelled out for them.
Hello? I'm Jay. This is my head of a life mate, Sam Bob.
Sex is a joke in heaven.
The way I understand it is mostly a joke down here, too.
Straight from TJ, I give you Tinky Kelly and the Sexy Stud.
I'm the Sexy Stud.
Zach and Miri Make a Porno. We've been hearing about it forever. It's finally here this Friday in theaters everywhere. And the man behind the magic, Kevin Smith, joins us in the studio of the world-famous K-Rock. Hey, Kev.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
We're going to have to update that intro. We're going to have to put some Zach and Miri in there next time around.
I wonder if there'll be a Zach and Miri clip. As I can see, you guys are on top
of it. We were right on top of it, and no.
We're lazy. More feels.
We're lazy.
We'll do that before your next movie.
That'd be cool. That'd be sweet.
How long have you been working on this movie?
From writing forward, I guess I've been working on it since April of last year.
That's a lot of your life right there.
That's a lot. It's a big chunk.
That's so much time. And you think that whether a movie is good or bad, it usually takes that much time.
Right. It's usually longer.
And it can go away so quickly. Not that yours will, but movies just are disposable these days.
Let's make it up with people kind of day.
Yours is going to stay around forever.
Coming out on, there you go.
I'm saying it's going to be number one for
Kevin's
like
saying
months.
By Saturday, that's people sweet. Will have forgotten that it exists. Oh, that's what Kevin's saying. Like, it's as if it was never made by Saturday.
That thing that's taken up most of your life, nobody cares.
It's very disposable.
Not you, but
we started shooting, though, in January, and we're coming out now. I think that's right.
That's pretty fast. That is fast.
Yeah.
What's January like in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Kevin?
That's why we went there, sir. It was bleak and terrible.
Miserable. Mm-hmm. That's what you needed?
Dead. The background just looks wonderful. It's somebody from back east saw the flick, and they were like, you know what I dig about the setting is it just reminds you of what an adventure it is to even start your car in the morning during the winter. And something we don't really experience out here.
That's true.
Now,
Before we go any further.
Yes.
There was another DeBarge item. Last time I was on, there was a DeBarge item. It was one of their birthdays today.
I always was update the DeBarge.
Ralph is way obsessed with DeBarges, and I think
because
he's kidding.
Because there's 96 of them.
K-Rock, so K-Rock many. Is the DeBarge news station.
No, we're not.
No, I believe you're in. Right.
No, we don't have anything.
We do the best DeBarge coverage on the air, and I'm proud to say that.
Yeah. The Kmart Jacksons. Wow. The DeBarge family.
That's true. Thanks to Ralph, we own DeBarge. I'd like to say, and I hope you guys agree, that in Los Angeles, we own Falco while we're talking about
absolutely.
It. I think we pretty much own Falco.
He is
Thank
ours.
You very much.
Those right, are two good things, man. I'll tell you, we're proud of that.
Mm-hmm. Because here's it is question. 1983.
That's correct.
It certainly is. Here's my question for you, Mr. Smith, and tell me I heard this wrong. Is this really going on that you are having, and this is probably the best thing that could ever happen for this movie, but there has been some controversy over your title appearing in advertisements in certain places around this great nation of ours.
There was definitely a bit. Philadelphia didn't want to carry the billboards because
it
said porno.
Because
it
says the
it.
Word porno?
Yeah. In Boston, there was some child studies expert who was calling for the posters to be taken down from the bus stops because her philosophy was the poster, I don't know if you've seen it, stick figures, advertising the movie.
Right.
A lot of text, little stick figures, more text than graphic on the poster. She maintained that because they're drawn like the way a kid would draw figures, a child's eye is drawn to it, and then the first thing out of a kid's mouth, because kids are curious, is what is a porno? I just don't see the problem.
Wow.
Yeah.
But if parents have to talk to their children, Kevin,
about what a porno is. Creating conversation. Real
society
conversation.
As we know it would come to a screeching halt.
Is that a godsend, though, or do you get upset?
I would much rather that didn't exist. I'd much rather people just heard about the movie or saw a commercial and thought it was funny. You know, you don't want the first time people being introduced to your flick to be by way of controversy. At least I don't. Some people kind of.
Although you went through that with Dogma. That's the issue.
I've gone through it quite a bit. Yeah. And it's just like, I would just like people to be like, hey, I hear you have a new movie coming out. I hear it's funny. And that's it. Rather than like,
I understand that.
I hear you're going to end society with that image. I just, what parent can't answer that?
Well, I was going to ask Kevin. Kevin's our go-to guy on the show because he's the one with kids. What happens to your little girls? They're what, 11 now? 10, 11, something like that?
10.
What happens to them if they see Kevin's billboard? Is that an issue for you as a father?
No, of course not. No. You can't keep all
Kevin
of society.
Says, shut up!
Is it any worse than your kids seeing a poster for Saw 5?
No, of course not.
Of course not. Is it any worse than seeing, like, I drive up and down Sunset from time to time. There's that billboard that's right above the Chateau Marmont. I don't know what company it is.
I don't either, but maybe. It's super
it's
hot.
Always naked people.
Yeah.
Oh. Calvin Klein.
It's Calvin Klein, right? Yeah. CK billboard.
I go over there just to see that billboard.
Yes, it's insane. Like, I think they're selling jeans, but I can't tell because everyone's naked. It's insane. I just can't understand why that's okay. And the word porno, dude. It's not even
that's
like
the thing. It's not a porno
a bunch
movie,
of pornographic
people.
Imagery.
Wow.
There are some people out there that think this movie is an actual porno, and I'm just like, when was the last porno you saw had the word porno in the title?
That's a good question.
It's been 30 years, right?
In the theater, by the way.
Yeah, or, you know, or carried a rated R rating, or was had a billboard.
It also wouldn't take them more than 10, 12 seconds to do a little research and see what it is.
Or, if you're on the spot with your kid, you're just like, it's not for you.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Or like with my kid, I'm just like, doesn't have Hannah Montana in it, or Zach and Cody, or any of those High School Musical kids. So
Zach and Cody make a porno. Now that would be worth watching.
That would be, those two.
By the way, Hannah Montana will be in a porno in about 2 years, by the way. Let's face it, Hannah's this close to making a porno anyway.
No doubt. But after their weekend, I would like it if our movie was called Zac Efron. Yeah. It's a porno, because... $22 million. Did anyone see it? I saw it.
I saw it too.
I went to the premiere.
All right. How many of us that didn't have kids went?
That's a good question.
Just Bean.
Just a lot of girls I know were way interested.
Gigantic 6'8" dork spina bifida having Bean showing up.
Why did you want to go, sir?
Because I love my sweet Zach. But Kevin, I didn't know that you saw it too. It was a pretty good movie, right?
That's what I was going to say. Like, I was kind of dragged there because my kid wanted to go to the premiere, and I was like, this is going to be a tough sit. But I thought it was cute.
It was cute, and it was okay. Let me ask you this question.
Yes.
If you didn't have a kid, would they have to blow dart you into submission to get you to go to that
Absolutely.
Movie?
Absolutely. I've seen one or two, and I do have a kid, so this was...
Were you able to follow it even without having seen one and two?
Surprisingly, it wasn't like walking into the middle of The Godfather going, like, what's going on?
So Zaito's character doesn't try to reprieve himself by going into business with the Vatican or anything?
No, I don't think so. It was rather easy to follow, I thought. But it was also kind of the antithesis of our flick.
Well,
very squeaky clean. People fall in love, but in a squeaky clean kind of way.
But that kind of drove me crazy because even there was a junkyard. The cleanest, most colorful junkyard I've ever seen in my life.
Yes. No junkies living in it. There's no fear, no terror in that junkyard. Just a lot of dancing and singing.
I was happy that my kids were happy. I was thrilled I would do it again for them, but I would never go if I didn't have kids.
It was not a tough sit, though, was it?
Well, it wasn't terrible, Kevin.
Did you
see
Beverly Hills Chihuahua?
No, God, no.
That
sent
to
someone
me
else.
Looks like a very tough sit. Yes, exactly. My in-laws.
You can only get away with that so long, and then you got to do... By the way, I know we talked about this very briefly earlier this morning. Vanessa Hudgens is turning into...
Let's stop talking about this.
Gorgeous woman.
What,
I mean,
19
she is
or something like
radiant
that?
In this movie.
19?
I hope.
Something like that.
You can't, 21, she's 19.
You can't now act like you're interested in her, by the way.
I'm just... Well, she gets to be with Zach, so clearly I'm jealous. But I'm just saying, she's gorgeous in the movie.
I saw a picture online this weekend with, you know, sometimes they put up, this one looks like this one. Mm-hmm. It was a picture of Vanessa Hudgens and Eartha Kitt.
Really?
Yeah, and I was just like, if I'm Vanessa Hudgens, I'm like, can I look like somebody at least
alive?
In my age range?
Someone that's not 90?
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. Zach and Mary Make a Porno is the only movie you ought to be thinking about right now because it is coming out Friday. And by the way, it's got to be great news for you that Saw opened this weekend.
Yeah,
this weekend,
totally.
Right, Kevin? Because that's some of your same people, I would imagine. So
I would imagine there's some crossover there. But something else comes out this weekend, too. It's like a teeny bopper horror flick.
Something not as good as your movie, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's right. You know, what am I talking about?
Yeah,
there
I don't
only
know why
one movie comes out this weekend, and you must go to it, please.
Zach and Mary Make a Porno will be 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean and Kevin Smith show at 8:26.
I finally get added to the title.
Yep.
It's like being a law partner, and you finally get added to the name of the firm.
Name's on the door now,
I've arrived.
We wanted to make sure that you showed up enough, and now that you do.
That was the incentive, is like, if you show up on time, we will put your name in the show.
Thanks for coming in today, too. I know you just didn't feel like, you seem like you've been working hard, and you're beat.
It's not that
you'd rather
I feel
just
like
be home.
I'm just so tired. I got home late yesterday. I was on the road for the last week. Like, we had a premiere last Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Prior
mm-hmm.
to that, we had the junket on Saturday and Sunday. We had the premiere on Monday at Groman's, and I'd never had a Groman's premiere, so that was very, very cool.
And the junkets are like 300 interviews in a row, right,
Kevin? Junkets. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. You sit down in a chair, and literally 100, 150 people come through, and you do the same interview over and over
again. What's the worst question that you roll your eyes at when you hear every time you go, oh, dear God?
Where'd you get the idea for this? That's just such a nebulous question. It's like, do you have 5 hours? You know, when I was 11 years old, I saw a movie that really intrigued me. It's you got to be a little more concise than that, I feel like. But I've started my stock answer for it. It was like, well, this is a movie I was researching since I was 11 years old. Sometimes 3-4 times a day. Usually into a gym sock. That made it interesting for me. That's what I was
doing.
But anyway, I did the junket. We did the premiere.
Yes.
And then the next morning, like out to Chicago. And then the next morning out to New York. And then was in New York for 3 days. And then went to Pittsburgh to screen the flick is where we shot it.
It's
all
good. Yourself?
It's all fun, but it's so tiring at the end of the day.
How much of that is necessary?
It's
how
tough,
much of that is necessary, Kevin, to get your movie? I wonder.
I have no clue anymore. Back in the day when we were doing stuff like Clerks and Chasing Amy, small stuff, of course that absolutely helps. But like, this is a movie that you advertise with TV spots.
Right.
It's got Rogan in it. You know, it's like, I just don't know that like,
killing yourself
from
is
town
worth it.
To town. Yeah, it's necessary. And it, like, I've done so many print interviews, and I'm like, I don't even know if the audience for this movie reads anymore, unless it's online. Like, all the online stuff makes absolute sense.
Right,
but
right.
They were very excited about getting a bunch of pre-Sunday pieces and all the papers, and I'm like, I don't know if those cats are gone.
It's probably harder for you, too, because there's only a handful of directors in Hollywood that are sort of personalities in their own right.
Yes.
And so when it's a Kevin Smith movie, they want to talk to Kevin Smith
and,
as opposed to...
And not to seem like a whiny, complaining biatch, but I at this moment, I'm like, man, I wish that nobody knew who I was.
Yeah.
Like, because I think other directors maybe do the junket, and that's about it. But, you know, but
there's not a big demand on their time to do interviews and stuff like
that. It's weird.
That,
I'm just like, hey, man, Rogan's in the picture. Talk to him. He's real famous and funny.
That's right.
Easier to look at. Have you seen that dude lately?
He's amazingly thin.
He's lost all the weight.
Yeah. He's nearly halved himself. It's kind of insane. It's depressing to be fat
off,
and watch that dude get thin.
Now,
yes.
He looks like a leading man. It's weird.
He looks like Seth Rogen's younger brother.
Is it because he's the Green Arrow? Is that why he had
Green
to lose
Hornet,
all
yeah.
Hornet.
He's
Green Hornet.
He's getting ready to play Green Hornet. So he put himself in shape. He says he hates it so much.
He hates getting there, or he hates...
He hates doing it. He said, like... Because I was like, how'd you do it? He's like, it's the gayest answer ever. I ate less and exercised.
Boo!
That sucks. He's like, I hate it. I remember another guy I used to work with who got in severe shape. When we did Chasing Amy, Ben was a little doughy. If you look at him, he's not fat by any stretch of the imagination, but has some meat on his bones.
Right.
Then he did this movie called Going All the Way where he got really, really thin, and that kind of led into Armageddon, so he was really in shape and whatnot. And the first time I saw him, I was driving cross country, and they were shooting Going All the Way in Indianapolis, and I stopped by to say hi. And he answered the door, and I'm like, the dude's unrecognizable. He looked like Ben Affleck's fitter, older brother.
Wow.
And I was just like, dude, what's this about? And he was just like, when the movie's done, I'm going to go back to eating hamburgers and drinking Cokes. So I was like, whew, fine. He never did.
Nope.
He stayed in shape forever. I think it's the same thing with Rogan, man. Once you get thin, forget it. They don't want to go back.
Kevin, let me ask you. We weren't going to talk about this here, but we have to bring it up now that we're on the topic here.
Yes.
Did you tell a story on The Tonight Show, and was it true or was it comedy that you had an epiphany in a men's room recently about your own body?
It's what's not true about that story. I did use a toilet in the men's room at
Laser Blazer.
Laser Blazer, home of Jane Silent Bob's Secret Stash here in Los Angeles over on Pico. A fantastic DVD store. I'm doing a little spot.
Great comedy.
And I used the toilet there and broke and literally broke it off the porcelain.
Really
yes.
broke
Dude.
It?
Yes.
That's a wake-up moment,
but
right?
Here's where the untruthful part of the story comes in. That was not an epiphany. I still kept eating. At that point, I was just like, you know what? I'm so depressed. How do I get out of this depression? Oh, I know. I'll get high. So
wow.
I started smoking weed.
And
you
then
forget
that
about what happened. You smoke weed, you get hungrier.
Mm-hmm.
Potential to break more toilets.
Wow.
It's a vicious,
so
vicious
that,
cycle.
So that wasn't hitting rock bottom for you. That was just
that
another...
That wasn't. I'm waiting for November 1st, dude. This movie opens October 31st. November 1st is a Saturday. I'm going on a massive diet then.
But you're not...
Too much, I do too much stress eating and too much self-medicating with food.
I was going to say, though, that you're going to be too tired on the 1st. You might as well wait for like a week or something.
Yeah, I might as well
wait till the new year.
Really.
Wait till the new year.
New year.
No, it's a good idea to start a weightless program just before the holidays because it's not a big food time.
And
you
on
know,
a Saturday as well. Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
But aren't you rich enough... That you could just buy super enforced toilets from now on, though. You don't
well,
even worry about it, right?
I've never seen a toilet like this. Like, most toilets I sit on have a base that the bowl sits on.
Mm-hmm.
This one just jutted out from the wall with nothing underneath.
Well, there's
like,
your
you
problem.
You could store things under it. There was so much room.
Wow. Not if you're going to use it, you can't.
No. Unless you want to store things you want flattened. It was like sitting on a diving board. It just went kind of gave
That's
it.
Weird.
There was give to it. Mm. And then it just kept giving. like a very charitable holiday spirit, and then it took my dignity.
Now, how are you going to do it? Are you going to get one of these trainers to come out and like whoop a donkey's ass every day for 5 hours a day, or what are you going
to
do?
I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm trainer friendly at this point. I used to have a trainer a while ago when we first moved out to Los Angeles. Dude, come to the house like 3 days a week, and really, he just wound up being a paid buddy.
Just hang out.
We just walked around. We did like walk the hills, and like, you know, it started rather rigorous, but then we do so much talking, and then it was just like, I said, how many sit-ups is that? He's like, 6, you're fine. You know? So I got to get one that's just a real like Louis Gossett Jr. In an office.
Yeah, but then you won't answer the door. You'll be hiding behind a chair.
I know, but it'll be an interesting morning. Right. Every morning will be an interesting adventure. He's hurling obscenities.
What food are you going to miss the most that you're now not going to be able to eat starting on the diet?
Anything processed with corn syrup in it.
Mm. Yeah.
That's my thing. I'm not even into good food. I'm into really horrible food. My big problem, though, is a very sedentary lifestyle. Like, I'll leave here, I'll go home, lay on the bed, watch TV until it's time to do something else.
You're my hero, Kevin. You really are.
Yeah. So
you and I are twins, except you've got talent. That's the difference.
And
I'm heading to where you are.
I
want to
be you, dude. You be me, I'll be you.
Bean weighs the same as you. He's just 7 feet tall, so it's all stretched out.
I know. Yeah. I just need,
you need to be taller. That's the problem.
I need to go in and have the operation where they break your knees or whatever and extend you. I just read an article. This is so strange. Anyone read Details Magazine anymore?
Not very often.
It's a pretty metrosexual / gay magazine at this point.
Right.
Like, I canceled my subscription when they put Jake Gyllenhaal on the cover for like the 40th time. I said, I'm out.
There was like a full photo feature with the dudes from Gossip Girl in it, and I'm reading this going like, who is this magazine for?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure it's a metrosexual audience, but there's a really good article in there about circumcision and how like it's no longer in vogue and most people don't do it, but that the really interesting thing was there are people who are trying to go back to the way they were pre-circumcision.
Oh yeah.
Stretching devices and whatnot.
Yeah. Add it back in?
Yes, isn't that strange? And the reason they want to do it apparently is because aside from the psychological I've been robbed of something. Reason, I guess it makes it more sensitive or something like that. I don't know, but that's it seemed like a lot of work to go back to a condition that...
Yeah.
Well, we've talked about this on our show before, and the question that we've always asked, which I think is fair, is how good does sex have to be? Isn't it good enough without a foreskin? No,
why do you have to go to sex? The last thing I need is my penis to be more sensitive. Yeah. That's the last thing I need,
exactly.
Really, during sex.
I need, too.
Right.
It's for your penis to be more sensitive?
Well, there are times I could use a little deadening, quite frankly. A little numbness would come in handy once in a while.
Have you seen both?
Yes.
And do you have a preference?
Well, I mean, I've mostly been exposed to the circumcised. So the non-circumcised is not very attractive.
You look at it and you're just like, ah!
But these foreskin restoration movement, these guys who are stretching the skin in their penis to try to re-establish a foreskin, it's a phenomenon.
You need to stop.
There is a name for it. It's like reattachmentism or something like that. That's not the word, but it's... Ugh. It's really strange.
Wow.
This is why Kevin Smith is on the marquee now. He brings it, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we didn't have that story scheduled at all today.
It's just, I find that very interesting. Like, why would anyone care?
That's
like,
a good question.
Why would you want it back?
That's a good
question. There are a lot of people, and I've seen them on the news, who really, they make it sound like, maybe they're just blaming the circumcision when they were infants on why their life turned out so crappy, but they make it sound like they would be so happy if only that operation hadn't happened when they were 6 weeks old.
The hardcore people call it child mutilation and child abuse,
No, I have heard that.
I can see in circumstances, like when you hear about female circumcision, that's definitely child mutilation, but this process, not so much.
They do that. The female's usually like 13 or 12 or something like that, too.
Yeah.
I mean, and it ruins cognizant. Them for sex. I mean, they never have satisfying sex after that. It's completely different.
The only way I'd be interested in getting my foreskin back would just be give me a little more length. I got nothing, so something would be good.
Add it to the end?
That's the problem. I'd put it somewhere else. I'd hang it like a little flap over my exhaust. The issue with getting as big as I've gotten is like there's that joke of like, oh, I just can't see it anymore.
Right.
I literally cannot see it. It is now sucked up into my body cavity because my gut has its own gut down below.
Okay.
He's the most honest man I know.
It's weird. It's like I go to the bathroom sometimes like, where is it? I got to hook up a hanger to pull it out. And I'm doing some stretching of my own, but just so I can take a leak.
That's your next movie, right?
You left your keys in your car when you go into the bathroom. You're carrying a hanger.
I'm like, do you have a wire hanger? She's like, I got a wood one. I'm like, that ain't going
to
work.
I'm not sure how we got to this point, but Zach and Mary Make a Porno is the name of the movie.
Yes.
And Kevin Smith is here.
Yes.
And we need to take a break.
Our friend Kevin Smith is here. He is too modest to mention it, but he does have a movie opening up this Friday called Zach and Miri Make a Porno. It's opening everywhere this Halloween. We haven't had as much time to talk about the actual film itself as we would have liked because we were too busy hearing about your penis.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the peni of others as well. It's right. Never just others. About me. I like to send it out into the world.
I'm going to be able to see the film today after the show. I'm going to be able to check out a screening, so we'll talk more about it.
You going
later
to a press
week.
Screening?
I am, yes.
Not to be confused with it opening on Friday.
No, it opens
some
on
people
Friday.
Might hear you going like, well, I'm going.
No. No, you can't go. Just
yeah.
me.
That's yeah,
you
to tell.
Special people.
But if I get the premise correct, it's Seth Rogen and Elizabeth Banks are friends who live together.
Yes.
Okay, BS. I'm out.
Platonic.
I'm already out.
There's no chicks.
You don't
hang out with any chicks that you haven't slept with?
Not that look like Elizabeth Banks. I don't know. If
what
I'm spending
Lisa right
any
here?
Time
every
with
day
her,
with Lisa in the
first
morning.
First 3 years I was working here, I was trying to get in her pants. First 3 years.
Trying, not succeeding.
No, but wait a minute. But then eventually I just
but
it kind of wore
live
off.
Together.
But
working
with Elizabeth and Banks. With.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm not
big
trying
difference.
To wait till she's drunk one night and then just pull
you
down
know
the
what?
Covers.
You didn't. You're not a fat dude. It's different. Fat dude gets, a fat dude can live with a chick and
he's
be
just
considered
happy to
non-threatening.
Have her around.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
right.
She
no,
feels he's
that.
No threat whatsoever. Well, it's like living with a gay dude.
That's sad.
Fat gay. The same thing.
Here's when Seth Rogen and Elizabeth Banks actually hatch the idea.
If we don't come up with some rent, we're gonna get locked out of the apartment.
You're gonna have to start hooking.
You jest, but these are the exact circumstances people find themselves in right before they start having sex for money.
Yeah.
Or making porn.
Oh my God, yeah.
What, you got an idea?
We could make a porno.
Not the idea I was looking for.
What, no, yeah, that's a rad idea. That guy, he said he makes $100,000 a year because he shoots and distributes his own porno flicks.
If it's so easy, how come everybody doesn't do it?
Because other people have options and dignity.
So painful to listen to because they have to cut it up.
Yeah.
Do you know where to play it?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that line's missing. That line's missing.
Oh. Well, it sounded funny to us.
Yeah.
It is
record.
Funny. Okay. For virgin ears, it's funny. But if your ears are dirty like mine.
You do have dirty ears. That's
yeah,
true.
It's
this
true.
Elizabeth Banks, by the way, is one of those perfect chicks that none of us really know in real life because she's so pretty and so funny and so smart all rolled into one.
But she exists, sir.
She's abroad.
She exists.
Yeah.
She's real. Yeah.
She's a masshole. She's from Massachusetts.
Oh,
is that what you call them?
Massholes, yeah. But like she's blousy. She's like a guy's girl kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Justin
though.
Long, very funny. Your friend Jason Mewes is in the movie. Brandon Routh. What's Superman doing in your movie, by
Superman
the way?
Superman plays the kind of almost legal husband of Justin Long's character. He's the boyfriend to the gay porn star that kind of gives them
Superman
the idea to make
homo.
The movie. It didn't occur to me until we were shooting. At one point, like, he's doing these lines, and like, we got the majority of the scene done, so I went over and I was talking to Brandon. I was like, don't you have some sort of morals clause with Warner Brothers because you're playing Superman? And he's just like, well, it's not 1942. He's like, if I was going to play another superhero, then I would have to clear it with him. I was like, great, right. Then go in there and kiss that guy.
Was this a revenge for that Superman script you read that they
never, didn't like? Never. He was the right man for the right job. The dude's actually very, very funny in the movie. Did a killer job with the part that on the page was like playing the straight man. Well, not the straight
That's
man.
Awesome.
The gay man.
The gay straight man.
Yeah,
the gay straight man,
right.
Sure.
Craig Robinson, who I think is the super funny guy from The Office, right?
He's great in the movie.
Office guy, The Office.
You've never seen a more undersold, subtle performance.
The Which dude one just is he from The Office?
He plays Daryl in the warehouse.
Oh, yes.
Kelly's boyfriend, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The people who underplay those roles like that, to me, that takes an amazing amount of guts or confidence or something because you don't have that much.
Yeah.
You want to nail it, you know?
Totally, but it works in his favor. It's not like everyone else is antic, but he's so laid back to almost to perfection that he just pops because of it. Really, really.
And Justin Long is the gay porn star too. By
Justin
the way,
Long
underplays
is
it, but
hilarious.
Is very, very
brilliant
funny.
In the movie. Yeah, he's really, really. He comes on with the voice down here. He talks like Jeff Stryker, and everyone laughs. I know who Jeff Stryker is, and you all just admitted you watch gay porn. With that laugh, these two guys are like, oh, I know Jeff Stryker. Many a night have I spent with Jeff Stryker on my television.
I've got the dildo.
Did you get the big one? Strike him.
Yeah. Speaking of the porno, how'd you get Tracy Lords to be involved in a movie that has porno in the title? Because no one else has been able to get her to do that since she went legit.
Yeah, we asked her agent, and her agent was like, I don't know, dude, it's got porno in the title. And she tries to keep that world at arm's length because she hasn't shot a porno flick in 20 years.
Yeah.
Right.
But she heard Seth was in it, and I guess she liked Clerks, so she came up and read the script and dug it. And then we sat around talking for a couple hours going over it because, you know, she had definite concerns.
Of course.
You know, she's like, I've been trying to leave this behind me, but no matter where I go, my name comes up. that's what everyone thinks of, no matter, even though I haven't done it in 20 years. She's like, maybe it's time I just embrace it and make fun of it. And I said, yeah, do it in this movie. That'd be awesome. It was weird, man, sitting there talking to her in the living room.
I
just
bet.
Wanted to get a time machine, go back in time, and tell like the 16-year-old version of me, like, one day you're going to be alone in a living room with Tracy Lloyd's and your parents aren't going to be there. And I'm sure she, my 16-year-old version of me would be like, where did you get a time machine? And why did you waste it on this? Get yourself that sports almanac, like in Back to the Future 2. Make us some money. And then he'd be like, did we have sex with Tracy Lords? I'm like, look at us. We barely have sex with anybody.
Let's get rich first. Then we can have all the sex we want with anybody.
The 6-year-old version of me would be like, what happened? Did you eat Tracy Lords? Is that what happened?
She's great. Hey, in the movie.
Now. She plays a character called Bubbles in the movie.
Bubbles?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Lives up to her name.
Yeah.
Blows Bubbles.
Well, listen, we're almost out of time. Is there any kind of a...
Unconventionally, okay. I should say.
Any kind of a money-back guarantee you're going to offer our listeners, or any final words before the movie comes out?
If you don't think this movie's really funny, Seth Rogen will give you his money, your money back.
That's great. That's good.
Seth Rogen's very, very funny in the movie. Elizabeth Banks, very, very funny. Weird thing is, I won't lie, the porno's in the title. It's kind of a raunchy comedy, but ironically, it's an insanely sweet movie. It's filled with heart.
I'll believe that when I see it.
Lots of hearts.
I'm going to see it, but I'll believe it when I see it.
You see it. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I will. I'm going to see it because it's funny, though. Not
see it and then call me and be like, you're right. It was sweet.
Do I have to say it was sweet?
No.
Okay, good.
Then you have to kiss him.
Yes. And then pull out your Jeff Stryker.
Real
and we go to work.
Life yes. Model drill bell.
Kevin Smith, Zach and Miri Make a Porno is the name of the movie. It comes out Friday. Go see it or you're no friend of ours. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks.
Thank you, Lisa. 8:57. We are going to give away some more tickets for the Kevin and Bean Spooky Singles Party just after the top of the hour. So if you'd like to go to that this Friday night after you see Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Yeah, go see the matinee of Zach and Miri. And then maybe...
You guys are just saying that because I'm still
That's
here.
That's correct.
Yeah, absolutely.
I heard that we were doing a showbiz beat, so I couldn't leave.
Fantastic. This
is where I get my showbiz news.
But maybe that could be like a costume idea for people who don't know what they're going to go as for Halloween this year.
If you go naked, then you're going as Zach and Miri.
Exactly. Maybe one of the girls could come as Bubbles. We'd like to see her at the party.
That'd Would like good. To see that as well.
Before I get to the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, as we talk about them every Monday morning, I do want to give you the update on the Jennifer Hudson story, which is just becoming an increasingly
tragic
nightmare.
This is so horrible, this story.
Friday, Jennifer's mother and her brother were found shot to death in their Chicago home, and the most terrifying part of that was that her 7-year-old nephew, Julian King, was missing from the house. Well, CNN has announced they have found a 7-year-old boy matching the age and description of Jennifer's nephew in an SUV that was connected to Jennifer's late brother. And they are assuming, although it hasn't been positively identified yet, that this is the body of her 7-year-old nephew. So,
I don't know that background music goes with that story at all.
Doesn't really.
At all.
It's a good point.
You're right.
It's such a sad story.
We don't really have sad entertainment.
You don't have that?
No.
Like, remember Entertainment Tonight used to run like...
In Memoriam.
Yes.
That's
right.
That's a sad story, man. That happened in Chicago.
Joey Bishop has passed away today.
The slow version.
We do need that. Mary Hart would get very solemn. Or as solemn as she gets.
We're all solemn for Jennifer Hudson and her family.
Yeah.
That's very, very sad.
All right. Now on to more upbeat stories.
The top music 10 comes movies. In strong.
Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. High School Musical 3, Senior Year.
Yes.
In its debut weekend, made $42 million.
High School Musical, who says we have to let it go.
Cost less than $11 million to make, by the way.
Is that
I'd like to
said?
Have that margin.
I mean, I hope next week on Monday you're going, Zach and Miri Make a Porno made $42 million. If only the same audience would go. Is there any way for me to trick those kids into going to my movie?
You might have to make a few cuts. A few last-minute cuts.
Some deep edits.
A couple, yeah.
Good for them, man. Good for them.
Stop it. Good for them. It's not good
for
them.
You know what?
It's bad
totally
for us.
Fun, watchable
bad for
movie.
Everyone. You hear that song? Play that song again, Bean. Listen to that. Play the song. Play the freaking song.
All right, Hagen, give me my song.
You do need to retitle. I think Kevin was right, though. He needs to retitle the movie to Zac Efron and Miri Make a Porno.
Play that goddamn song again.
Here's a little bit of the closing number from the film.
Okay.
High School Musical, who says we have to let it go?
Who says we have to let it go?
It's the best part we've ever known. Step into the future.
That song sounds like the opening credits of an animated series on Saturday mornings, like Gem or something.
I'm going to go with the opposite. It sounds like the Archies, the cartoon Archies, as they sing a song at the end of the show. And remember the music would turn down and they would still be playing? And an audience would start clapping. You're like, this is a cartoon.
Not as catchy as the Archies.
There's no sugar.
No.
Yeah.
Or it should be like, it's like selling the High School Musical dolls. That should be the song for the commercial for the High School Musical dolls or something. That's not a song.
As a parent, I appreciate that movie, so I could bring my kid to something that is not Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Right.
South, would you like to hear a little of the hit ballad from the movie?
What if you didn't have a kid, though, Kevin? Then what? Would you go to that movie? Would you enjoy it?
This movie completely falls off my radar.
That's what I would think, as it should.
Unless they had a song in it called, like, I Want It Back. My foreskin.
My foreskin. I see Zac Efron having a duet with his penis.
Where did you go?
Saw 5, in its debut.
Same difference.
It was number 2 at the box office this week and made $30.5 million.
You cannot stop that franchise. It is now, I think, the highest grossing horror franchise in history.
Is it really? Wow.
I believe it surpassed both Halloween, Friday the 13th.
Wow.
Freddy.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
And I think they considered Silence of the Lambs number 1 for that. Even though the lion's share of that money was made by the first one.
Right.
But now Saw has surpassed even that.
Wow.
Jigsaw.
It has become sort of a holiday tradition at Halloween that these movies come out. I mean,
how long do you think they'll go?
They say they wanted to do 10.
Okay, so they're halfway there.
Yeah.
I think they can keep going.
They also set some sort of record with consecutive years in a row to release a movie, 5 years in a row with a Saw movie.
Yes,
Halloween,
but I saw this
is pretty impressive.
The first year since the last election that it wasn't the number 1 film. It was number 2. Usually Saw.
Who's keeping that data?
This is the stuff you read online.
Wow.
I don't know.
Stop reading that
stuff. There's always some weird records where they're like,
since
this is the
last election.
Thursday earner in the history of
on a non-holiday weekend.
Yeah. Biggest moneymaker post 9/11 involving a guy in a chainsaw. Max Payne was number 3 at the box office, made just $7.6 million this weekend. Beverly Hills Chihuahua remains in the top 5, though.
Still earning.
Oh, George Lopez as a talking dog. It just doesn't get any better. Pride and Glory, the new Ed Norton cop movie, was only number 5 at the box office.
Kevin Smith, what if they came to you and said, you're a fine director, we'll give you $50 million personally to direct Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2. Would you do it?
No, not that one. If somebody said, like, hey, we want you to direct something you didn't write, only recently have I been like, all right, you know, I might get my head around doing that. For years, I was like, I'll only direct stuff that I write. I would be more open to directing something that I didn't write now, just because, I don't know, I've been doing this 15 years. It'd be interesting to see if I could pull off somebody else's script.
Right.
That movie, no, though.
No.
Yeah, that'd be like them coming to me and being like, Kevin Smith, we would like to take your child and mash her into stem cells. Can we do that? I'd be like, look, I understand there's some good to come out of it, but I like my kid. No, I don't want
no, thanks.
To do that.
You still sticking to your no comic book movie policy?
I don't think I should make a comic book movie.
You're so wrong.
Too close to it, man.
Stupid.
You look at all the good ones are made by people who are admittedly not huge comic book fans, like Chris
Nolan. Favreau's a fan?
No, I would not say that dude's a huge comic book fan.
Not huge, but he knows the material.
But every director should know the material. Chris Nolan clearly knows Batman, but Chris Nolan, if you were like, hey, man, what happened in Batman 472? He would be like, I don't know, but my Batman made over 472, so that's all I care about.
Did you have a little pang when Seth Rogen was telling you he's going to be Green Hornet and you had the opportunity to be involved in that project?
No, I like his version better than what we were going to be allowed to do. We had to do a very straightforward. His version has a little more sense of humor to it.
All right, there you go.
Way to try to pick a fight between me and my leading man, like on opening week. You're like, do you hate Seth Rogen?
No, I just wonder, as he talked about it, if you were like, ooh, that sounds kind of fun. I almost wish I was on board.
His absolutely sounds fun, but we were working under different parameters.
I got you. All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Kevin and I will have this conversation off air.
Off camera.
Yes.
There's no cameras.
Secret Life of Bees was 6.
As far as you know. I brought my own.
I see.
W was 7. Eagle Eye came in at number 8. Body of Lies and Quarantine, rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Amy Poehler and her husband, the very funny Will Arnett, had a baby over the weekend. 8-pound boy named Archie. Archie Arnett. That's a guy you want to have a beer with. Archie Arnett.
Is it Archibald?
No, it's Archie.
They just went with Archie.
Just going with the Archie.
Sugar.
Yes.
Good for her, man. She was pregnant as all hell on that show.
She was massive.
Like when she did the rap?
When she did the rap, she was hugely. That was last week, right?
I was going to break. Yeah, that was not the week this week, but the week before. Yeah.
See the parody commercial they did for that cologne or perfume or whatever? She was in the white trash bar dancing around.
That sketch made me go download I'm No Angel by the Allman Brothers.
Greg Allman, not so much the Allman Brothers.
But I hadn't heard that song in like 10 years. And I was like,
very
I
timely
like
parody
song.
Of the I'm No Angel song.
Yes. I have no idea what you people are talking about right now.
I'm
I don't recognize any of these words.
We are two people that actually watch SNL, and they did a sketch on the show that was for a commercial for a Greg Allman cologne, but she was this very pregnant woman in a hick bar who was hitting
acting sexy.
Josh Brolin acting sexy. It was funny.
Yeah. I don't know these references.
And lastly, remember a couple months ago I told you the story that Dr. Pepper was trying to get Axl Rose to finally release Chinese Democracy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They did a publicity campaign where they were
Dr. Pepper the soda?
The soda, yeah.
No, the actual doctor.
The real Dr. Pepper?
Yes, the real Dr. Pepper. He's still practicing medicine.
I believe he's the Surgeon General for the United States. Isn't he? Dr.
They did a little comedy publicity campaign where they said if Axl Rose will ever release Chinese Democracy, Dr. Pepper will give everyone a free soda.
How about that?
And I'm sure they were assuming that it was never going to happen, so they'd never have to make good on it. Well, as you know, Chinese Democracy will be released on November the 23rd, and the folks over at Dr. Pepper said they're as good as their word. Anyone who goes to their Dr. Pepper website the day that it's released and downloads a coupon will be able to go into any store and pick up a free Dr. Pepper. So,
the follow-up story is Dr. Pepper is going out of business.
No, it's a good time in the economy for doing that. Yeah,
exactly. Give it away free wares.
I'm thinking they've got some bad pepper they're trying to move. I got a batch that didn't turn out so well.
They're like,
so
we got an 86 vintage that we have not been able
to push. Way we could charge people for this. Anyway, we can give away some of this crap.
Could you imagine caring that much about something you had nothing to do with that you were willing to give away free things to make it happen?
Yeah. They had to be joking about
it. They weren't joking about it.
And
then they got busted. That's because funny. They actually did release it.
I love Dr. Pepper, as you know. I'm the only one in the room who's been to the Dr. Pepper Museum in Waco, Texas twice. Okay, I mean that's how much I love Dr. Pepper. But the fact that it's coming out on the 23rd makes me feel like this whole thing is a soft drink tie-in commercial that everybody was on board with. Because you know, Dr. Pepper has those commercials where they have 23 secret ingredients in their stuff. I don't know. The whole thing just smacks of a setup to me.
Bean smells Dr. Pepper conspiracy.
I do.
I don't remember them having a campaign since I'm a pepper, you're a pepper, he's a pepper.
You went to the museum twice.
It's a cool place, yeah. Well, they expanded it and
screw
made it two stories after the first time I went, so I had to go back again the next time I was in Texas, yeah. I just love Dr. Pepper. It's my Dr. Pepper is a year older than Coca-Cola. Did you guys know that?
Shut up!
God damn it, I hate you.
Shut up!
Why all the anger? What's with the hot?
Because this is the crap
we put up with all the time.
What, that he went to the Dr. Pepper Museum?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of interesting, no?
You don't have to sit here all day. For your little, look at me, I'm releasing a big Hollywood movie.
My bad, you're right.
You were every day, in and out, 5 hours a day.
I will jump on the bandwagon. Bean, you're an idiot. How dare you?
I'm making my plans to go to the Mustard Museum later this week.
Please send me an email and tell me how cool the Dr. Pepper Museum is.
Oh, for God's sakes. That sounds fun
to me. Oh,
it was fun.
Why don't you two talk about it on the phone?
Bean, let's go to the Kellogg's factory, see how they make cornflakes.
I'm in.
See, I would love to do that. That's my General idea Mills of a vacation.
Yeah,
nobody
absolutely.
Wants to do it.
You ladies are going to have fun.
I'll totally go. Bean, let's go.
This is just a stab in the dark, but I'm guessing they mash corn and then they bake it.
But don't you want to see how it really happens?
Never mind,
like imagining like the machine that it takes and how they make it frosted.
What's next?
That's your movie. That's what I want to know, dude.
What is the moisture that holds the frosting on is my question.
Exactly. I want to see all those components. And then spit in the machine.
Okay, now I'm in.
That's nasty.
Now you've got to join people. Yeah.
Why can't it just be interesting? Why can't it just be educational?
That's not fun.
Do you have any more Hollywood news?
I'm out.
About Dr. Pepper?
I got celebrity birthdays now.
Hit it.
Kelly Osbourne. Singer? Actress?
41.
She's 24 years old today.
I was very close.
Kelly Osbourne is. Stone Temple Pilots singer Scott Weiland is 42. Duran Duran lead singer Simon Le Bon
is... Hold on, I know this one.
Simon Le Bon?
53.
50 years old today.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. That was close. Close. And John Cleese.
John Cleese, very funny,
talented actor. No, he's only 69 years old.
69? That's our favorite birthday.
Monty Python fame, John Cleese. John Cleese, by the way, has never been to the Frosted Flakes Museum, I think.
That is true.
That's true. He's got a life. He's doing things.
Too bad, because it's great!
Do you see that?
Yeah!
Do you see how annoying that would get on a daily basis?
What you gotta say now, bitch? You ain't got to say, motherfucker. What you gotta say? What you gotta say, bitch? What you gotta say? What you gotta say, bitch?
Come on.
Oh, you.
Yeah,
absolute pure genius. Fabulous. Stand up and applaud. This one is top of the charts.
All right, take it easy.
That is exquisite.
All right.
That is orgasmic, okay. Mozart. Like, it's right. just pure perfection.
All right.
Beautiful.
Take it easy.
All the chemicals are bubbling.
I don't know
and
what
all
that
the
means.
Equation comes out right in the end.
I don't know what that is. I don't know.
I'm not a pun guy, but I thought that was well delivered.
F you.
That was
is
like,
what I'm here to tell you.
Why can't you guys give credit where credit is
due? Because he drives us out of our freaking minds on a daily basis.
Like, you're the guy that comes over to somebody's house, and they got a little kid who has a hatchet, and he's chopping up the coffee table. You're like, oh, that's kind of funny. It's kind of cute. No, because then you leave the house, and the kid still has the hatchet. And you're encouraging bad behavior.
I could see your point, I guess. Kind of. I just thought he said it's great, and that was good timing.
He did, and it was. But we don't like him, so.
All right. Send us home, Ralph.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
We are giving away tickets to the Kevin and Bean Spooky Singles Party, which is this Friday night, Halloween night. And we've got plenty of guys on hold. We need girls if they'd like to call at 1-800-520-1067.
It's Kevin and Bean's Spooky Singles Party.
The things that can spoil the fun of Halloween.
All right, here's the deal. Friday night, we're going to be at the Medusa Lounge in Silver Lake from 9 till whenever. $1,000 costume contest, 21 and up. If you want to go and you're single, give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. You have to wear a costume, of course. DJ Omar Khan is going to be spinning. If you still need a costume, we recommend Glendale Costumes, which is remarkably in Glendale, just off the 134 freeway. You might want to check it out. They have thousands and thousands and thousands of stuff. And today is the first day that we are giving away tickets. It is a little smaller party than most, so we may have to be kind of picky, but we do promise a good time if you're managing to get in.
All right, let's begin with Adam, 24 years old, from Santa Clarita. Good morning, Adam.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hello. You got a costume idea for Friday night?
I'm going to go as Man Bear Pig from South Park.
Very nice.
Well, you got Kevin's vote, I'll tell you that.
Very nice. I am in.
All right. Kevin has decided this time around, and I think he may be onto something, that we're not going to pretend that we're looking for true love. We're not trying to hook people up for marriage or anything like that. We're just looking for guys who make money so the chicks will be interested and girls that are willing to put out so the guys will be interested. What do you have? What do you have to offer the ladies that are going to be at the party Friday night?
I own my own house. That's good. Pretty good.
Good. Yeah. That's a start. How much do you make a year?
Temporarily.
I make 40, like between 45 and 50 grand.
Okay, good. No parent lives with you?
Who are these people who buy their houses at 24 years old? How is this possible?
My family owns the company.
Bum.
Yeah.
Parents don't live with you though, right?
No. I'm
okay.
By myself.
Okay.
Right, just checking.
Nice.
Okay.
It sounds nice.
Sounds nice. Lisa says you're in.
Sure.
See
you Friday night. He had me at Man Bear Pig. But
I know
that's
did.
All you need. That's all you needed to hear. Exactly. Let's try Rosa in Los Angeles. She is on line 6 this morning. Hey, Rosa, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's up?
Hi. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, Rosa.
Hi.
What are you thinking about Friday night? You got a costume in mind?
Yeah, Poison Ivy.
No.
No good.
No. That's good.
Sure. I like Poison Ivy.
Describe that costume to me.
Green. High boots. Some leaves.
Some. Keyword.
Yeah, makeup, a lot of makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Slutty.
Slutty, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the operative word for chicks on Halloween, that's for sure.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. You willing to put out Friday night? Is that a possibility?
That's a possibility.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man.
What, Mike? What? What? What are you looking at her for?
What are your measurements?
My measurements? Oh, my God.
I think Mike thinks you sound fat, if I read between the lines
here.
Yeah. I sound fat?
You do. There's a lot of baritone going.
Oh, no, I'm not fat.
All right, give me your measurements!
Oh, I weigh 115, size 3, size 5, depending.
Whoa, 115, you're a size 3? What are you, 5 foot?
5'2".
You're fat.
What?
Oh my God!
No, I'm just kidding, Rosa. That's just a joke. You're in.
I work with overweight kids. I have to be skinny.
Oh, all right.
So you have to eat to compete, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
You got to try to keep up.
Oh
with
my
them.
God! You just called me fat on air.
So
we,
you say
we
you,
did?
You,
oh, you're fat. That guy did.
Scandalous. You say you weigh 150, right? That's what you said.
15.
But you tried to make it sound like 15, but it's 50.
No, it's 115. No.
I like Rosa. I think she's in.
I pride myself on not being fat.
All right.
Yeah, okay, definitely.
Make a note. Check out Rosa. Yeah. See if she's telling the truth.
Oh, yeah, totally.
All right.
Okay.
Hold on.
You know, sometimes the last singles party we had, which I think was in Las Vegas, Kevin was convinced for some reason everyone was going to be fat. It was a swingers party, remember? And he ended up bringing a bathroom scale to the party.
Yeah.
And you're going to throw people out if they didn't match up to what they said.
I just heard Sad Lika.
Scandalous.
Scandalous.
Very nice.
All right, let's go to Nick in Yorba Linda. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, hi, thank Nick. You. Do you have an idea for a costume for Friday night?
Yeah, I'm going to be Jim Dangle from Reno 911.
He was the captain?
Yes.
That means you got the shorts that are way too tight?
Oh, yeah.
I love that idea. That's awesome.
Nick's 22. Right. He's an ambulance driver.
He's an ambulance driver.
Live with your parents?
No. I have a roommate.
Your mom?
No. No, come on. I don't have a car bed either, okay?
I'm just trying to trip you up here. Make sure you're telling the truth. I didn't ask about a car bed, but if that's, you know.
A little attitude. Talking back to the host. I don't know, Nick.
I like Nick. I like him. He's got some spunk.
I like Nick, too. I like his costume.
You're in, Nick.
All right. Let's just do one more because we're desperately short on time. Let's make it Jessica on line 8. Is there a place called La Mita? Is that an actual? They don't mean La Mita, do they? Do they mean Lomita?
Lomita.
Well, they wrote La Mita is what they wrote. What the hell is that about?
Two words.
Yeah. All right. Our phone screener can't come. All right. Jessica, tell us about yourself.
Well, I live in Lomita. Mm-hmm. I work in Lawndale. I work with adults that have mental disabilities.
Do you know Eli Manning?
Huh?
Do you know Eli Manning?
Huh?
No.
She had so much promise, too, didn't she?
No, I think she's just having trouble hearing. I think she's fine.
Why do you work with the mentally disabled?
Because it's fulfilling. I like what I do. It's not financially fulfilling, but it's cool. I like it.
Okay, that's okay, because you're a female, so we're not looking for money from you.
That's correct. We're just looking for the ability and the willingness to put out.
Well, that's a possibility.
Okay.
Okay.
Possibility. Okay. And did you say what your costume was? I'm sorry, I was distracted.
I seen this costume that I want to get. It's a sexy boxer.
A sexy boxer.
Yeah, female boxer.
Oh, female boxer. Okay. I'm not getting this. I mean, she could be hot enough. It doesn't matter that she doesn't sound smart at all.
She did rock Icene.
She did rock Icene.
Yeah,
that's
but
true.
That doesn't show anything.
But she could be hot enough, though, to make it work.
Are you hot, Jessica?
Yes.
You got to be honest with us here, baby.
Yes, I'm
baby.
Hot.
You got to be honest with us, baby. I say we don't let Bean in. How about that?
What's the biggest gift a guy's ever offered you?
Huh?
What's the biggest gift a guy's ever offered you or given to you?
A car.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay. Well, she's hot enough then, I guess.
All right. Bigger than anything I ever got.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Jessica. We'll see you on Friday night then, okay?
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. That's all the time we have for now, but we are going to have more tickets for you tomorrow and then Wednesday and then Thursday and Friday. You can get all the details at krock.com. 21 and up. It's this Friday night, the Kevin and Bean Spooky Singles Party for Halloween.
I'm sure glad we don't have to go through the screening process because none of us would make it.
Absolutely.
You're so right.
Not one time. Come on.
Come on, dial the number.
This is too
far. Give her the chance to back out gracefully rather than show up and be stoned.
We're a-holes all day, every day. We're not a-holes.
Yes, you are.
Very limited, very limited. It's Kevin and Meech on K-Rock. We're talking about the Spooky Singles Party. We just mistakenly gave some tickets to a listener who probably shouldn't be there. And
We were already a dick to her. Let's just leave it.
Let it lay.
So to speak.
This is not going to get laid. I got news for you. We cannot let this one lay. The party is Friday night, and it's a limited number. The Spooky Singles Party is a limited number. I'm just saying that perhaps she wouldn't have a very good time if she came to the party. It's about her. I'm trying to make her have a better weekend. She comes to our party, she's not going to enjoy it. That's all.
You know, not everyone in the party is going to be fabulous looking. There will be other men that aren't that great looking.
Here's what happens.
And they'll find each other.
When we invite beautiful people, they go, nobody here is good enough for me. They stand alone, they walk around, they complain because nobody there's good enough for them. So let's not.
Some do, but this listener, what, is just going to be happy not to get hit? I mean, what? Oh, what are you suggesting? Not that it could do much damage to her, but.
I'm just saying. That's too much, dude.
Come on, let's just call her up and see if maybe she's reconsidered. Let's dial her up.
I don't have anything to do with this.
No, don't dial that phone.
Lisa's not having anything to do with it. I'm not having anything to do with it.
Mike, put that phone down.
All right, we're calling, we're calling Rosa right now.
You are not.
You be quiet. I'm going to be quiet. This is all him.
She did tell us she was hot, by the way. It's not a good way to start a relationship by lying. Rosa?
Yes, hi.
Kevin and Bean Show calling. We're on the air. How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you.
You haven't already gotten your costume together since we talked to you last, have you?
No, I'm at work, actually.
Okay.
Okay, good. Listen, we'll see you on Friday.
No, no, no. Hang on a second. Rosa, are you sure about this? Are you sure you want to come Friday night?
Yes, I'm sure. Why?
Think there's so many other things you could be doing. Why do you want to come to our party's probably going to suck. I don't think you'll have a good time.
I want to get drunk and have fun. Oh, you guys don't want me to go.
Well, no. Hey, not you guys. This is all Bean.
This is all Bean.
I think I'm fat.
Well, we know you're fat, but we've got Dave's got a recon team that's on the MySpace, and he just doesn't think that you would have a good time at our
party.
Don't
blame it on Dave.
Oh, my God. You went on MySpace?
This is all you.
Dave is the one who did the research, though, and suggested that maybe Rosa wants to reconsider. That's all. I don't think you'd have a good time.
Rosa, we'll see you on Friday night.
Now, hold on a second. Give her the opportunity to back out gracefully.
No, I want to go.
Don't do it. Thank you, Rosa.
Good for you.
But if you don't have a good time, though, are you going to be mad at us?
No, I think I'll have a good time. And if I don't, it's okay. What? This is weird.
Yeah, it is weird. I know.
Could we hook you up with some Knott's Halloween Haunt tickets instead?
Come on.
Instead of the party?
Okay, thank you.
Could you come up with a costume that involves you wearing a mask?
Come on, dude.
I'm just saying it's Halloween. I'm saying it's Halloween. I'm saying maybe that's the win-win.
That way it's just
one guy's bad surprise instead of everybody's.
You're such an a-hole.
Rosa, you won the tickets. You can come if you want, but you have to know what you're getting yourself into.
All right. I have to go to work. All right. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Okay, we'll see you Friday then, I guess. I'm just saying.
Wow.
What? I'm just saying.
Asshole.
Am I just saying?
No, you're just an ass.
No.
That's not funny.
Look, you're a terrible, terrible
you're
person.
You're a terrible human being. And for more reasons than the fact that you went to High School Musical 3.
It's a limited amount of tickets available for this particular party. Believe me, you know I'm fine with that. But they make me go there because it's work. I'm just saying, let's really, like, this is going to be the party that's going to go down in history as one of the all-time great Kevin and Bean Halloween singles parties. Let's just really up the ante on people getting in. That's all I'm saying. I don't want people to show up and go, ooh, really, scandalous. You know what I mean?
Come on.
And you know what? In his defense, she lied. It's not that she was just...
She didn't lie.
She did. She said she was hot, and she said she was 115.
You don't have any idea if she's not 115.
She looks 115. I can look at her forehead and tell you she's not 115.
She looks 115, but...
You guys are asses.
She's 115.
All right, little mini Bean, you be quiet.
She's 115. She's 4'1".
No. Look, I'm not saying she's not a nice woman. I'm not saying she's not a valuable woman. She's not making contributions to society. I'm just saying for our party... I mean, we have, you know, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for something else. That's all I'm saying. Leanne is with me. Let's talk to Leanne real quick, and then we got to take a break and invite your phone calls on any topic at 1-800-520-1067 for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. Hey, Leanne, back me up. I'm doing the right thing by trying to be the gatekeeper here, right?
Dude, that was so
mean.
What?
Was it
that awful? And I called to say that you were... Yeah, you're an asshole.
Thank you.
That's so mean of you to do.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Asshole.
Because I'm looking out for Rosa, and I want everybody to have a good time. That makes me the bad guy.
It doesn't matter. Even if you don't look good, that means you can't come and have a good time? Like,
yes.
Hey, I'm sure if somebody's that drunk, she will look that good.
That's a good point, Leanne.
Well, when you put it that way.
I'm with you,
if
Leanne.
If that's the standard.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Leanne.
Wow. Wow. I'm not proud to be associated with this show right now.
Not at all.
I'm sorry I did that.
Stupid
Dave. Don't do that again. That was a bad thing.
I did a bad thing.
All right. Your calls are next. 1-800-520-1067.
If you dare.
I'm sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Time for your calls at 1-800-520-1067 for Kevin Bean's What It Do Nephew. Get on the air, get a prize. And how about this? A pair of tickets to Knott's Halloween Haunt. You can join K-Rock there Thursday night. Knott's.com has tickets and all the information.
All right, let's begin with Justin and Pico Rivera. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, what it do?
What it do?
What it do?
You know, I want to thank you guys, Bean and Mike, for your public service to try and keep the fatties out of the parties.
She wasn't fat.
You know, I think it is commendable. You know, women should never be fat at these parties. It is okay for the guys to be big. I'm 6'3 and 300 pounds.
Whoa,
I have what they call money. As a doctor, I can afford to get laid at being fat.
Really?
But the women, absolutely not.
Unbelievable. That's right. I'm fat, but I'm rich.
Exactly.
The only thing that matters is the size of my wallet.
Thank you
for the call, Justin. I appreciate that.
By the way, if I go to a doctor's office and doctor is 6'3", 300 pounds, I'm getting a new doctor.
But at least he's got a sense of humor. I have what they call money.
That's yeah. right. That's Look right. at what I drive. I only date bard chicks.
Tom, your ratings are in the toilet now, though. Do you think maybe that your act is starting to run a little thin with people?
Really?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
No one's listening. You've been doing the same show every day for 10 years, yet no one's listening. Are you surprised?
Really?
All right.
Black Friday. Crack of the ass. I like wine. Drink a little wine.
Steve in Glendale. He's online. Five on the Kevin DeBeach Show. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show. What it do?
What it do? How's it going, baby boo?
Good.
What's going on?
Okay, so I'm watching the news Saturday night, Channel 7, and Psycho Mike jumps up on the screen.
Oh, at the Thriller Dance?
He's doing the Thriller Dance in Hollywood.
Well, he wasn't. He was at the Thriller Dance. He wasn't exactly doing the Thriller Dance.
He was really participating.
That's true.
You can see the video. You can see the video on the front page of Kevin DeBeach at krock.com. He went down there, and they were not necessarily thrilled with him, but it's quite
ironically.
Funny. So he was on Channel 7, huh?
Channel 7, and every time they would jump up, it looked like he was a step behind. Everyone would jump up, and then Psycho Mike by himself would jump up.
Yeah, Mike's an agitator. That's what he does.
He is. He's an agitator.
He's an agitator. He likes to go down and just instigate and F around with people.
And I'm trying to spread love and bring everybody
yeah,
together.
Yeah, that's you.
That's
I don't
you.
Know.
You're full of love.
That's what you're doing.
Let's talk to Allie on line six, please, from Your Belinda, talking about America's number one smash sensation movie musical, High School Musical 3. Hey, Allie.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Hey, so I was definitely one of the people who saw High School Musical, and I have to say, all gay men beams should love Sweet Zach just like you do.
Yeah.
Well, all people, forget gay or straight, men or women, all people should love Zach because he's perfect and he's dreamy.
He certainly is. I agree with what you said earlier. He should be in every movie.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you very much. I appreciate the support.
We're letting Bean decide who gets to go into
the
party.
Dude, I know. I know.
That's where we are. High School Musical. That guy. Who says we have to let it go.
Who says
we have to let it go?
Whoa, you can't say that. Whoa, Kevin, you can't say that. You can't use that language on the air. But I opted against it. Let's talk to, let's change topics and talk to Daniel in North Park, wherever the hell that is. He's on line seven. Hey, Daniel, thanks for calling. What it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
Hey, same topic as the last girl. I'm being you. He should have actually dressed up as Troy, because that would have been funny as hell.
What? He should have
dressed up as Troy, because that would have been funny as hell.
Okay.
All right, then.
That's a great call.
But that's not what you called to say, is
what it?
I know, but so I was called to say if you guys can actually get Vanessa Hudgens on the show, because, dude, she is smoking hot. Her as much as Bean loves Zac Efron. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I think she's pretty hot, too, but you think Bean would creep her the hell right out?
Hey.
The answer to that, yes.
I am super jealous of her, I'll tell you that, but she's unbelievably attractive in this woman, in this movie. She
There's
really
a lot
is.
Of hot chicks I'd like to have in the show before we get to Vanessa. There's a long list of hot chicks that wouldn't be better featured on Radio Disney. I'd like to have them on the show.
All right. Any of these other calls interest you?
Care. I just
what?
Don't care.
You sound all bummed out, Kevin.
I am bummed out.
Why?
Because you're an ass.
What are you talking about? Because I'm trying to make the party good? Because I'm trying to make sure people come have a good time? What? Ralph, where are you? Weigh in on this.
Asshole.
I thought that phone call was despicable.
Thank you.
But the nation is better served by it having been made. There are tough choices sometimes that have to be made, guys.
Not at all.
Somebody needs to be willing to make them.
It was just distasteful, and it was hard to listen to, and I felt profoundly bad.
Me too.
She can still come to the party.
Oh, that would be great for her.
Yeah.
She'll
have a great time.
She can still, if she wants to come to the party, she can. I was just suggesting maybe have a better time.
Maybe I hope wasn't she a good stabbed fit. You right in the neck.
That'd be I was best. Just suggesting maybe great. It wasn't
awesome. And if she murdered you.
Shanks him.
That'd be great. And no one would help. No one would call 911. Just watch him bleed out.
Okay. All right.
And then sing Kumbaya.
I want to thank all of our.
I don't know.
Thank all of our special guests on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, including our friend Harvey Levin, TMZ.com, and TMZ Television, weeknights at 6:30 on Channel 11. Also, thanks to our friend Madru for joining us from Thrill the World.
Madru is on fire!
Didn't quite get his website, but he's planning a new zombie thriller dance thing happening this Friday in Santa Monica. And, of course, thanks to director Kevin Smith for joining us. His new film is called Zach and Mary Make a Porno. It looks very, very funny, and that opens up everywhere this Friday, October 31st.
Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean Show. We are going to talk about things you didn't remember doing when you were drunk, which the list is long.
Got married.
We have Milo Ventimiglia. Did I say that right?
Yeah, I think
it's Ventimiglia.
Oh, is it?
I always said Miglia, but I believe the G is silent. I think.
How lucky was I to get it even that?
No,
close.
I'm very impressed, but I believe it's Ventimiglia.
Matt Money Smith talking about the Lakers season beginning and more tickets to the Kevin and Bean Spooky Singles Party. And other stuff tomorrow.
Can we not have Bean participate when we give out more tickets?
Back to you, Wendley.
I think that's a good idea.
Just as God made me. Kat Corbett's up next with
God
40
did not
minutes
make that, my friend.
K-Rock with
Satan
Foo Fighters.
The devil.
Sublime, the new one from Guns N' Roses called Chinese Democracy. We also got some Green Day. We got Weezer and more straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.